Tuesday, the Drew and Mike Show. Just really, I feel like one of those helicopters that just won't seem to get off the ground today.
Yeah, I'm with
just
you.
Just hovering, going down, and teetering. Kind of like Mike Clark's helicopter, actually. Went outside the studio that day. That's maybe my best play-by-play ever.
Are you going to, in the middle of the show, then all of a sudden take off and veer toward someone dangerously?
Ooh. That's a good question.
The chopper. Like the chopper.
I honestly think I know the Lions did it to me. Because honestly, I was dreading talking about the Lions game. Because it's like, what is there left to say about the Lions?
Oh, it's so much fun to laugh at it.
Well, we laughed our asses
really
off. You know, it's funny because Brandon was getting mad.
He was getting really angry, man.
I'm like, I guess he's so much younger, he still has it in him to get mad at the Lions.
Is it because some asshole kept going, 98% chance the Lions win, huh?
I kept
every percent after every play, I would announce it out loud.
I said that they weren't going to win as soon as that timeout happened. And Mark's, no, 99% chance of probability. Well, and then it kept going down.
I thought the Cardinals would not get the two-point conversion. I really thought they'd score.
I did too. But hey, I won my bet, so that's cool.
Yeah, Spike King.
I took both his pieces of advice, and they both worked.
I think he's hired. He's good. He's funny
solid,
as hell.
Solid.
Trudy, anything you want to add about the Lions game?
I did want to add something about Sunday Night Football.
Yes.
The intro theme song with
Joan Jett.
Hideous
now, right?
Looking. What's her name?
Oh yeah, she's disgusting. Carrie Underwear.
Carrie Underwear and Joan Jett.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, they teamed up to do a song together, and Carrie Underwood seemed to be graciously saying, she's great. She's in it for like a point of a second.
What?
Joan Jett.
Carrie Underwood, singing a Joan Jett song that's been... I created a fake controversy about this today on my show.
Good.
Those are the best kind.
Because it's like... how
ew, gross!
Wait, this is Joan's song.
Yeah.
Why is Carrie Underwood on it?
Yeah, it's her singing the whole thing and walking. She's just walking in her sparkly jacket. And they're just walking. The players are all meandering.
If Carrie Underwood had tried to be a regular pop star, would it have worked?
No, I don't think so.
What's so great about her?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that.
She's up there first.
Does she write brilliant songs?
Well, this is not her song.
Does she write songs? No, this isn't.
There's some songs that I think she writes that are pretty good.
I'm mad at her now because...
I'll lose my fucking appetite.
She acts like, Joan Jett, I have a lot to learn from her. Joan Jett's on for 5 seconds. That's it.
Yeah, she was on, now she's off already.
I think you're really ugly.
Oh, there she is again. Her back.
There she is, rocking out, Joan.
Playing guitar.
Why would they put the hideous looking person on instead of Joan Jett?
Yeah, and you're ugly.
Never forget, Carrie Underwood can't sleep unless she's back home in Oklahoma. So sometimes she goes back home to sleep.
Wow, she must have a lot of dark circles.
But... you're ugly and your mama dresses you funny.
She's repulsive. there's no other way to put it. Anyway, just mentioned this first, that Facebook Live.
Oh, yeah.
We're live. People are commenting. It's brought to you by Grow Green MI, the store where commercial growers choose to shop. They're not two stoners in a hydro store like the other guys, but rather a staff of over 40 experts to help you succeed. Whether you're just starting out growing a home or have a Class A facility, these guys can help with insane deals like Ocean Forest bags for $10, Hortilux 1,000-watt bulbs for $55, and the lowest prices in the state, and all the beneficial insects you need to keep your garden pest-free. World's largest hydro store in M36 in Whitmore Lake or online at growgreenmi.com.
Wow, that's pretty good.
And I wonder how, well...
does grass make you horny?
If people were able to hear Spike King yesterday, it's too bad they probably weren't and weren't able to make his bets because they could have killed on my bookie.
Yeah. He might have to be our my bookie picker. Although I don't want to give him any money, so forget that.
I got to say it. What is the worst Lions letdown of all time? Because that was bad yesterday. That was really bad. When you're losing by 18 points, and you've got a rookie quarterback in his first game who's 9 for 26 for 71 yards in the fourth quarter, I so want the other team. I mean, an 18-point comeback with a rookie quarterback, his first game, he's what, 5'3 or something?
Yeah, I think he's pushing 5'4.
He's short.
He couldn't do anything. He was so inaccurate, too. And all of a sudden, he's just laser-focused.
I got to say, I have a feeling there's a similar conversation going on in Phoenix right now because they dropped that pass that Stafford threw to God knows who that would have won the game for him. All they would have to do was kick a field goal, and they would have won the game.
It's all on Patricia. That timeout and burning all three timeouts, at the. I mean, he blew it.
Well, one they had to burn because of an injury. Yeah. I mean, that's not his fault. What was the other one? They called it on defense.
Yes, the clock was running.
And then the last one was the OC, Darrell Bell.
There was one on defense they called. I couldn't believe it. Was like, this is a terrible idea. But,
it was so funny.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to probably regret saying it. But I feel like Matt Patricia's mulligan was when he got hired and they find out that he was accused of this team rape.
Oh, yeah.
And
right out of the gate.
I really didn't like the way that went down. Like, that's over. And then it was, you know, like, it never happened because it wasn't convicted.
Why are we even talking about this?
And it seemed like, okay, he's an Lions coach. We're going to let that one go.
Yeah.
But then he goes 6-10. The first game, I mean, how can you have two season openers?
This
like
was
the last two we've
that
had.
One.
Maybe not. They tied and still lost.
I think the
terrible.
Didn't they have a loss to Arizona, or was it the Golden Tate 1 yard short was pretty hilarious because
was that the Falcons?
He really did score. You're right. It was the Falcons,
and they ran off the 10 seconds.
Yeah, the 10 second runoff. It's hard to beat that.
It was a cool comeback. I mean, the Lions rolled down the field though.
The time the Lions lost, was it Thanksgiving when was it Schwartz wanted to review a play that was unreviewable?
But they lost the game by a lot.
Okay, yeah,
that game I
or,
think
the
Marty
process
Morning, or Marty Morningwig taking the wind instead of the ball.
That was
ball.
Funny. I know that was.
That's weird.
That was me. Pretty bad. Yeah,
and I'm Dreamweavered.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Odell Beckham wore a $350,000 watch during the game yesterday.
Why not?
What?
And,
why
not?
You know, here's my question. Is that something where people go, oh, my God, is that cool? Because it seems like it sort of is, and I hate being the guy that goes, you know, that's really dumb.
It's
why are we talking about this?
It's a flex. It's going. It's just,
oh, you can wear?
No, I don't think you're allowed to. I think he's going to be fined for it, but it's a way of him bragging. It's a way of him showing his swagger.
I don't think it's cool.
His
I think
swagger?
I think it's hilarious. I mean, it's so ludicrous.
It's Joey McCofferson.
They have so much money, those players.
But then they don't have so much money when they're retired.
That makes it even better, doesn't it?
It kind of does.
What do you think, Trudy?
I hear so many people wanting A.B. Antonio Brown to bust his knee up. I swear it's all I'm hearing this morning is, oh, he busts his knee like a compound fracture, piece of shit. Anyway, if you had listened to Spy King yesterday, you'd be doubling your paycheck on my bookie. It's the right play. You bet, you win, they pay. They've got live in-game betting on every NFL game. They've got the most rewarding player perks in the business. Yeah, you're a player.
You are. Yeah, it's like Player Dave.
Yeah. And you fantasy guys out
there.
I'm a coach.
You can bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Were you going to did we talk about you suspending a player?
We have not talked about that, no.
I didn't realize fantasy coaches suspended players. That's really cool.
Very serious.
Up to $1,000 first deposit bonus. Double your first deposit. Then your paycheck. Use promo code Drew to activate the offer. MyBookie online today. MyBookie. If you can't spell my bookie, I don't think you can win many bets.
Well, maybe you're a numbers guy.
Hey. Don't forget to use the promo code DREW, D-R-E-W, when creating your account to claim the bonus.
It's two games tonight.
Stupid shaming people.
Oh, sorry. So they had an Alec Baldwin roast.
Yeah.
And Blake Griffin is the audio they're releasing from this?
The first piece of audio they put out was Blake and... And the target wasn't even Alec Baldwin, because on the dais up there is Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn completed her gender reassignment in 2017, finally confirming that no one in that family wants a white dick.
Strong.
God.
Oh, the crowd loves it. Is that Charlotte laughing?
She loves dick jokes. So I've heard.
Thought she was coming after me there for a second.
She looks stunning and beautiful.
Caitlin pussy is so young. Alec just called it a rude, thoughtless little pig.
I mean, his delivery, God, he's really
for real,
funny.
I know we're all here making fun of Caitlin, but honestly, I want to take this moment to publicly thank you. As an athlete, I want to thank you for your bravery. And as a human, I want to thank you for the doors you've opened. And on behalf of the entire NBA and half of the rappers on the Billboard charts, I want to thank you for giving your daughters their daddy issues.
It's pretty good.
It's really good. But Caitlin, she had some good jokes on her own. I was reading a little review about it. Let's see.
You know why I'm a little bit roasted out, and Dan just put up there, roasts aren't the same without Geraldo, and he was always the highlight for me. I know Jeff Ross, he's good. Of course he's good.
Well, yeah. DePaulo was great in the early ones, too, and he's vanished because they have these non-comedians doing, like De Niro roast Alec Baldwin.
Hey,
it's not going to be good.
Can I ask you something about DePaulo?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm looking at all these podcasts, because I'm looking at the podcast charts, and I think we're number 342.
Woo! All right. Yes. Top 350.
We were at four something yesterday, so we're moving up today. Anyway, Nick DePaulo, is he a real? His podcast is very political, isn't it?
I haven't listened to it.
I
wouldn't
like
be surprised.
Pro Trumper guy.
Yeah. Oh no, he's right.
Mm-hmm. But I could not believe yesterday. I was looking at podcasts, and I'm just curious. You know, it's all kind of new, and that's part of what makes it fun. And I like looking at reviews. We have lots of reviews, so it makes me feel good to look at other reviews, especially when they're bad. Right. I'll search through for, oh, this show's really doing well. Where's the one-star reviews? Let me see. You know, it makes me feel better. So anyway, I'm finding a lot of these shows, you'll see where they've just got these killer reviews. And then, like, since 2016, people are going, oh, I loved it till the politics came in. Oh! And they just are like, you know, I'm unsubscribing. And Nick DePaulo is one of them where they say that the show's gotten political. And Fitz Dog is another one. He's on Stern's network.
Greg Fitzsimmons?
Yeah, on
XM. Funny.
Also, some of the radio guys, like, you know, Mike O'Mara from Mike and Dynamite.
Oh, from Dynamite?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess he's very apologetic white guy now, and his audience is really pissed about it. I'm just going by what the reviews say.
I tell you, I find it hard to believe that Nick DePaulo is doing so much political stuff.
I don't know.
And that it's not, and either in that it's not funny. Like, I find that really hard to believe.
Yeah,
he was good.
Well, you know, I know that you can say one thing and people go, oh my God, the politics. But you just see it in a lot of reviews.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a Caitlyn Jenner joke she told?
I guess.
One of the first things she said is, take a good look, kids. This is what happens when you eat your Wheaties every morning. But then she also had a message to anyone who does not support the trans community. Quote, you can suck my dick if you can find it.
Oh, boy.
Hey, at least she's laughing at herself.
She's always handled it well.
She has.
Yeah. You know what? Now, she's a woman, so I can be catty. She's not a good-looking woman.
No.
Not
better than I would have thought.
Mm. But man, she was a good-looking dude.
Yours.
Yeah, I know, it's very strange. And Caitlin likes girls.
You like what you see, huh?
Right?
Yeah.
Does Caitlin have a penis? I'm sorry, I'm being stupid.
I think she got rid of it.
Yeah, it's gone. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it shrank because.
Yeah. Okay, that's all anybody can say about it.
I don't know. I mean.
It's gone. Just don't worry about it. It's gone.
Hey, I don't care. If she doesn't want one, then fine.
Where's my dick?
How many years?
Where's my dick?
Did she have one? And isn't it sort of an habitual thing that you kind of reach for it? Or, I mean, you're used to having it.
It'd be really strange.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, I wonder if she has, like, the ghost. Kind of like how amputees sometimes feel the ghost of their arm.
Or their leg.
I wonder if she has the ghost of her shaft.
Ghost of her dick.
Nobody knows who the hell he is, or she, although they put he, but probably that's a little disguise. That means it's she.
Ever since that cisgender conversation, you know, when I think it was Vice was just pounding it to South Park about how horrible these two rich cisgender males are. And I'm still not sure what cisgender means exactly, but my understanding is that it's a way to make trans people feel.
Really?
Well, I don't know. What does cisgender mean? Somebody explain to me again.
Didn't we already do this?
Because of this.
You could be a twink, a bear, an otter, a circuit queen, a chub, a pup, a gibster, daddy chaser, a leatherman, a lady boy. You could be a Donald Duck, which is a gay guy who got kicked out of the Navy.
And you are a white male who was born a white straight male, and oh, you that, currently are a white straight male.
That so. All there, those are types
why
of gay
Why am I just
guys.
Not a white straight male?
You are.
Then why am I
but
cisgender?
Mark, that's the name that they use for it since they have names for other genders.
It means you're not fluid in your gender, I guess. I don't know what that means.
What's wrong with straight? I mean, I know that word.
Well,
I mean,
straight is your sexual preference.
You're not, but I'm a man.
You're
we know
diverse.
Who I am.
Like
we
you
know
just
what
said, Caitlyn Jenner likes women.
Okay, so in other words, I'm not trans. I'm a born male,
yeah,
and I identify
nobody
as a man.
Understands you're a dude. Yeah.
You are biologically what you were born.
Don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad. I
do
just,
anything.
Okay. I guess that. I guess we needed that.
Gordon.
I really feel
no
like
one,
this is going to
no
go the way of
that.
I feel like it's going to go the way of the metric system. I don't feel like everyone is going to adapt to this and start calling each other cisgender. And
no, this is bullshit.
Isn't it funny how we, isn't it funny that we just rejected the metrics? The whole
yeah.
world adopted the metrics. America just said, fuck that.
We can't figure it out.
Isn't that weird? It's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
I didn't want to learn it.
No.
No.
And I still refuse.
It's oddly too hard to figure out, even though it's way easy to figure out.
Every time someone says meters, I'm like, what does that mean?
Oh, the worst is kilometers.
Kilometers, yeah.
This is how I do kilometer conversions in my head. I'm like, okay, well, if you're going 100 kilometers in Canada, which is the speed limit on a lot of highways, it's 60 miles an hour.
Okay, that's a start.
I have to use that.
I'm not committing that. I'm not committing that to memory.
No, it's too hard.
I'm not going to do that.
It's way too hard.
I've got too many other things to remember.
Just change it, make it America's way.
America!
USA!
Okay. Trudy, I don't even have the energy to read this.
What's going on with you?
Actually, Trudy's as tired as I am.
Oh, I'm wiggy tired. Driving back from Mackinac Island last night.
Oh, well, that's why.
What time were you driving back?
We got on the road like at 5.
Maybe. How was your vacation?
Is that why every camera shot of you, you look like you're in a cave? It's really weird. Drew, look at the Facebook Live, and Zuv just shoot around the cameras. For some reason, the lighting on Trudy, it's like she's in a cave.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I'm in the...
And it's weird, because you can see my handsome face, and there's, you know, the black M next to me. And then when you switch to Trudy, you can see the black M there. But it looks like a totally different room because of the lighting.
It does.
I don't get that.
I don't either, what's going on there.
You guys were... You posted a few times, didn't you?
Yeah. I threw up some stuff. We were.
I don't know why I was surprised. I'm like, why is Trudy posting this?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, Mackinac. It just didn't seem like something
you would
post.
Well, some of it was D because she is by far more aggressive about
okay.
that.
Okay. Did she posted on Facebook? Didn't she?
Yes. She okay. put a lot of. Oh, that's where you saw it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That was not.
It seemed like the kind of thing where you would not have wanted to be in the picture.
No,
I don't know.
I just was there. Somebody took a picture of me and they put it up there. But you know what? You've got to like constantly be ready for a picture now.
I'm not sure I like that whole thing. I hate it.
Yeah. I do too. Because
I don't want to be in a picture right now. I don't want people knowing I'm here either. I don't know why.
By the way, what
don't.
A nice picture that is. Look at that.
Oh, you do. True.
Hey, take a picture. It lasts longer.
What? Yeah. Why does that? That is a weird shot.
Know.
I think it's. I like it though.
It's like I'm still in the bar.
It's freaking.
I can't
out.
Come home from the bar.
Wait, there's me. I'm in the light. Why am I in the light? Why is Trudy in the dark?
I don't know.
Something terrible going on in your life?
Maybe so. It's a dark cloud over my head. I thought that. I was telling Zeus that the other day with the water bill and the other things.
Sure
I've got a dark cloud
know,
over my head. Definitely do.
Yeah.
But I should jump into this deal because our friends and original sponsor, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, have launched their Jeep Adventure Days. And you better believe, it's as exciting as it sounds during, I can see why you wouldn't be able to read this, Drew. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Jeep Adventure Days, you can finally get the brand new Jeep that you've been yearning for. How about leasing a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited as low as $166 a month? Or if you prefer the Mac Daddy, you can lease a new loaded 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $268 a month. Our friends at Zot have one of the largest Jeep inventories in the state, so that means a lot of sweet Jeeps for you to choose from. Finally, you know we can't get through a Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram read without mentioning, you guessed it, Ram Trucks. So lease a new 19 Ram Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $145 a month. And yeah, Zot has an ass ton of Rams to choose from. Also, and that's when it says, An ass ton.
Yeah, I know. Load. I know. It's great copy.
Is that like a shit ton?
It's more than a shit ton.
Shit load.
More than
yeah.
a shit ton?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. See is it details? Ass load or shit load?
And their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And why is the Drew and Mike podcasts like getting state-of-the-art eye surgery from
why?
Dr. Yeldo?
How come?
Is it because we're both number one in our respective categories?
Yeah. We're actually number 342 at the moment. I can check the new,
yes,
the new rating will be in any second, though.
Oh, exciting.
Oh, really? Is it convenient?
Why do I keep checking this?
I don't know.
I know exactly where it goes pretty much every day of the week now. Why do I keep checking? Oh, 342 is actually pretty good. I know it sounds ridiculous. But
well, out of 5
I mean, that's
million.
That's in the world. Yeah. It's in the world. We're number 342 in the
in
world.
The
congratulations, everybody.
Well, Mark, it's in the world, technically, isn't it? Or does it just... No, it's you. It is
no
U.S.
Idea.
It's you.
You know what? So I got to do it a podcast at the Panera.
What?
He was like,
what was his
wait,
podcast?
Someone's doing a podcast at Panera?
Yes.
Were they a sponsor podcast. Of that podcast?
It was like this old-timer with a white beard and, like, you know, he looked like he rolled in off the streets or something.
Did it appear to be a big draw?
No.
What kind of microphone did he have?
Although one of the iHeart people was sitting in the chair kind of like next to him, and she goes, yeah, I sat here because I wanted to hear what it was all about.
Well, I want to listen to that.
Well, see, what
an old geezer podcast.
See what a live broadcast does. People go, what's this all about? It looks like it's live. There's a microphone. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
I hope we moved up from 342. That now that I saw that, that is in the United States.
What if
that's
that guy
not in the
sits,
world.
What if that guy sits there and just damn judges it. Every Panera customer for an hour?
Oh, that'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
I'd listen to that. It'd be a fun one to do.
How long would you be able to make that
10
fly,
minutes.
Though?
Okay. Maybe it's not that great of an idea.
Well, there are a lot of weird people that walk in and out of there.
It's not the best place to people watch, is it?
Worst episode ever.
Is it convenience because you can listen to us whenever you want, just like you can get precision vision 24/7 without having to first reach for your glasses or all that stuff your contacts come in? That too. Or is it because we both tell it like
still
it
342.
Is?
342. The new numbers aren't in.
We don't batter you with ads and promos like radio does.
Damn it.
Damn it, Eli. Sorry. And Dr. Yaldo sure doesn't lure you in with promises of low-cost LASIK. There's,
are you okay?
There's a lot of noise out there about low-price LASIK, but then you go in there and you find out what the real price is. Dr. Yaldo promises to beat any LASIK offer you get. For those 45-plus with reading issues, listener Dave writes, I went for my one-year checkup after getting multifocal implants last year, and I have 2015 vision both near and far, better than perfect. Get the best and pay the least.
Ugh.
The evaluation is free. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Funny thing about the podcast charts is getting mad at shows that are ahead of us.
Yes. Yeah, let's hear some.
There's one show, and I think we're usually ahead of it. But, you know, these shows, they're on like once a week, so they pop way up when they have their show because everyone downloads it all at once. And then they go back down. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think the charts are really – I guess you have a range after a while. So you can – and you can look at the range.
Yeah.
But
more data.
There's the one show. I'm not even going to mention the show because it turns out it's on the Charlemagne the God Network.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, how is this show doing so well? And it has hardly any ratings. It's been a long time. I listened to it. I'm like, this is terrible. And yet it was competing with ours, but it's on Charlemagne the God Network. So, yeah.
Are any of ESPN podcasts listed on these charts?
Yeah, they're on the sports
okay.
charts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a different chart. We're in the comedy charts, which is the most competitive chart. If you look at the all podcast chart.
It's the least
chart,
competitive, and let's move to that chart.
I thought about that. Society and culture would be.
Really? What about religion? Is there a religion?
Boring.
I think there is a religious chart.
Boring.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but that'd be easier to dominate that
you know
chart.
You know what's really funny? I've noticed some some celebrity podcasts that are ranked in society and culture, and I'm convinced it's because they want to be ranked.
Well, yeah.
And they'll be like,
I like
hey,
that.
Number 120 on society and culture. Woo! Mm. If you put them in the comedy category, they'd be 700.
genius.
It is kind of genius.
What kind of society and culture? Let's change it.
No, don't do that. I want to be with the big boys.
What else is ahead of us?
I mostly get annoyed by radio shows.
Oh, yeah.
And
that just take their show and then they just put it on there.
They podcast it, or they podcast 20 minutes and they get a full download, of course, because it's only 20 minutes. And I think a lot of people are listening to radio podcasts now. I think that's where a lot of radio is going.
Well, it only makes sense.
Yeah.
I
mean, they've got radio
you...
to promote it, but you know, you see like Kevin and Bean.
Yeah.
We're in the ballpark with that show.
Okay.
That's a big Los Angeles.
I'll take
that. That's a big 30-year show in Los Angeles.
Very well.
And
done.
Yeah. Kevin's retiring, by the way.
Didn't they do it from separate states?
Or is it Bean?
States?
Will it just be Bean?
Wait, no. Wait. Bean is...
Why do we have to call him Bean?
Baxter? Is Baxter Bean? I don't fuck if I know. One of them's leaving. One of them's moving to the UK.
Well, wait a sec, though. They still could do the show because I think one was in Seattle and one was in LA.
And he was in New Orleans for a while, too.
Yeah. So why can't he do it in the UK? They have internet.
It sounds like he's... I don't know why. He's ready to hang it up, I guess. He's 60 and he's...
They don't want
to
deal with that delay.
It's probably a sweet delay. You know, I think that is an issue. Of course that's an issue.
Well, if it's a podcast, so they could just edit it.
That'd be in the middle of the day for him in the UK. He could do it. He doesn't want to. Which reminds me, okay, I'm starting to bring true crime into every show, and I apologize for it, but I saw an incredible show on ID last night.
True Crime Tuesday.
Yeah, True Crime Tuesday. Absolutely. True Crime Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Murder Monday.
I found a new horrible crime to talk about.
Where would we be in the true crime podcast?
Oh, way down. Well, too many of them.
It's funny you say that because true crime actually kind of seems to fall into the society and culture one.
They're also in the comedy category, which is like, I see them and I flip the bird. And when I see the logo, I'm like, get out of our category.
By the way, some of the celebrities that are in the society and culture that you may know.
Yes.
Dr. Phil.
Ah, boy.
Oh, God.
Nick Vile, the guy from Bachelor that made a
you,
living
Vile.
Just being on.
Get out of here.
Screw that guy.
And I want to hear that podcast. Probably
Bunch.
But it's so bad.
Bunch of true crime ones that I like. And then, let's see, Mike Rowe.
Mike Rowe's podcast does pretty well, I think.
What's the name of it?
Something about Dirty? Called, like, the way I heard it?
Dude,
he's a good guy.
That is a phenomenal podcast.
I love that guy.
What?
It is. I listen to
Dirty Jobs.
My father-in-law.
Dirty Jobs guy?
I know.
Turned me on to it.
I know he's the Dirty Jobs guy, but what is his
podcast about? He didn't have him on. He didn't do one for a long time. He just did a new one. See? The way I heard it. Boop. But... They're all like 15 minutes, 10 minutes long. And they're like.
He hasn't done one since May.
Well, he just did a new one the other day. And he spent the first 5 minutes talking about why he hasn't done a new one for so long, which is like, all right, he's writing a book, whatever. It's really good. It's you know what it is, Drew? It's Paul Harvey, the rest of the story kind of thing.
Paul Harvey?
Like behind the story of somebody.
So what was the last one behind the story of?
I don't know, Trudy. I listen to it when I'm falling asleep.
Okay, I'll tell a story. I'm watching ID Channel
really
last night, and there's a story about this kid, and he's a gamer kid. He's he's really into his computer, and he spends too much time on his computer.
Oh, dear.
And he talks to all his buddies. They got like five friends who are in this group. And all of a sudden, this new guy comes in the group named Lewis. Lewis, I'm in New York running an internet company. I was a gazillionaire.
Who's that dude?
No, you don't.
And all of a sudden, Lewis, it's all, Lewis says, and the mom realizes that this fucking Lewis, who she does not believe is in New York, and one time he says, I had to go to Syria for the week, over the weekend, and,
What?
And she's like, what time is it in New York? And he's like, he actually was he was pretty good at what he was doing. He was trying to groom these kids. And eventually, after he explained to them, and he starts telling himself like, you don't need to finish high school. I'll have you running an internet company. And these kids are really buying into it. And the mother's freaking out. Mm. And she knows it. She banishes all electronics.
Well, that's gonna
of course,
work.
Lewis sends him a phone.
Oh, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A better phone. And then when he's supposed and he kind of reverts to normal and everybody in the family saying that, his name's Breck, which is like
Breck.
I don't know why that bothered me, but it did. I just didn't like him when I knew his name was Breck, which wasn't very fair. But
I don't know. It's kind of fair.
Plus, he's online all the time. He wants nothing to do with his family. Then they take the electronics away, and all of a sudden he's helping put up the Christmas tree, and he's being normal, and he's got triplet sisters, I think, and
Breck
they're like
Bednar.
That's him. Okay. Yeah, it's a Wikipedia page. This story is so wild. So what they didn't know was that this guy had sent up a messenger over with a phone. So he was still in contact with Lewis Daines, who's supposedly this millionaire, internet guru in New York.
A name dropper.
Actually, he's a 19-year-old living in an apartment like 30 minutes away.
It's
in Sussex, I believe.
Nobody knows who the hell he is or she, although they put he, but probably that's a little disguise. That means it's she.
He also looks like he's 13 years old.
Yeah, I know. It's incredible how
young
he is.
That's the murderer?
He's 19. He's 19 there.
That?
Yeah.
That's not the victim?
He looks about six.
That's not Breck.
No, oh. Breck is 14.
This is Breck.
He does look 6.
Oh, I know. Oh, isn't that weird?
That's really frightening.
I know. It's really scary. And if, I mean, this contact eventually, it turns into, it sounds to me like he is, I don't know if he's a terrorist. He fashions himself as a terrorist, but he starts saying, hey, this stuff you're hearing about Syria, it's really bullshit. And, you know, he's taking over this kid's mind. And, you know, I've always said, how do these people do it? What? And it's like, wow, this is how they do it. He's in a chat, and he's like, they're in a group chat, and all of a sudden he's like, they're playing a game. He's like, Brett, go to channel 13. So you can talk to him privately.
Yeah.
And then he's doing it to the other kids too. They're like, hey, go to channel 16. Let's talk, you know, because we're interrupting a group. And then, of course,
and then Lewis hears.
No, do people ever tell you you sound boring on the phone? And you're like, shut up.
No, he really dreams up this fantasy life. And these kids are like, whoa, this guy, look how well he's doing. Oh, my God. And they're just eating it all up. And so finally,
when
one day,
a boy, I met Telly Savalas in a bagel shop.
Nice brag. His mom's out of town. His dad's taking care of him. And he says he's going, I'm going to my friend's house. I'm going to spend the night.
See you.
And Lewis sent a cab for him. Takes him 30 minutes to Lewis's apartment. By the way.
Time out. Doesn't he think he's in New York? This kid's going to get in a cab and ride to New York?
Well, he's got an apartment there.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and it's undercover, too, so it's got to be low-key.
It's can't probably
look
a
like
dump.
He can't look like his millionaire-type place because he's undercover.
That's a smart cover story. I'm just saying.
By the way, Lewis was a... Let's see. I think his mother brought him up. He didn't know his father, and... Then maybe his mother died. Somehow he's living in his grandparents' apartment by himself, and the neighbors say they never see him.
Oh, boy.
Never leaves the apartment.
Wow.
He's just online all the time. Anyway, the kid goes there, and what do you know? A couple hours later, they get a call. Well, this is Lewis Danes, and we need an ambulance. We had an altercation, and this kid's dead.
What?
Yeah. He stabbed him in the neck, killed him.
What? Was he... His son's dumb. Was he planning on doing that when he came over?
Apparently,
was he planning?
Yeah. He planned it all. He planned
just to
it
kill
all.
Him, not to.
Yeah, there's
have
some
sex
sexual.
With him.
There's a sexual element.
So that's why I was wondering. Did Breck turn him down, and that's why he killed him, was he just planning all along? Just wanted to kill somebody.
I don't know. And they were a little non-specific about that. They just said there was a sexual element to it, and that yes, he was. I think he was convicted of first degree murder. But he can get out in 25 years.
What? Why?
I don't know.
He'll look like that, too.
Yeah, he probably will.
He'll look 10 by then.
Oh, he's such a sack of shit. I was reading about him this morning.
So weird. Ugh.
It's really weird. So it's scary.
His 12-year-old, the triplets, 12-year-old little girls, they were receiving messages and pictures of him.
Oh, yeah. Before it was publicly known that he was dead, he was sending pictures of Breck's dead body to his sisters, his friends in the group.
Wow.
I mean,
it's insane.
Just fucking pop him off.
He's called the baby-faced killer over in the UK.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you're reading what I read, Brandon. See,
but he
other
suffers
good stuff
from here. Asperger's syndrome, so it's not
oh,
his
no.
fault.
Oh, no, so then it's okay if he kills people.
That doesn't make any sense.
Let's take a chance on him in 25 years, see how long he can go without killing someone. Why not?
Good idea.
How does he get if he's got Asperger's? How does he get close enough to stab somebody? Don't they like?
How does he groom
avoid
people?
Eye contact?
How does he groom people?
What if he avoided eye contact? He could never fight.
That's how he tried to get stabs.
That was a great fight you guys were having.
Not looking at each other, just stabbing. He's got good aim then.
Boy, isn't it? How many things do parents have to worry about nowadays? For Christ's sakes, that's what I was thinking.
I just worry about one. I just worry about social media.
Well, yeah, social media.
I mean, when they get older. Now I don't worry about anything.
But, you know, I don't want to get the gamers all bummed out, but there's a lot of crazy shit going on in the gamer world. Just seems like the more I
connecting everybody to everybody else
was
in the
not
world
a good idea.
That
was really too many people
as it
talking.
Turns out, that wasn't cool.
How do we shut down the voices that we don't need? God, that'd be an all-day job. Oh, my God.
I know.
It'd take the rest of my life to even make a list. Even a starter list.
Who would you start with, though, today? Just today.
God, great question. Who would I?
Because there's that kerfuffle between Christy Teigen and...
Oh, I'd shut her down. Oh, we don't need her voice.
I know you would.
Thank you for getting your fucking mouth shut.
I'd shut down all the people that can't stop pushing back. the people that have to push back. Okay, it's Trump too, I guess. But hey, everybody, we can't hear the president's voice is shut down.
You mean
sorry?
You mean counter punchers?
I hate that. Why can no one ever turn the other cheek about anything?
I'm sorry about that.
Don't you just wish it would just stay on Twitter? Like it wouldn't expand outside of Twitter, like on the news or Good Morning America? Because then who cares?
I know. And that's, it's just in that cyber world. When Trump's presidency started, I really felt like, I just ignore him.
he's the president, though. Yeah.
So, but what a funny concept. Just ignore him.
Like he's a toddler. Well, he's two.
Well, like the Alabama thing. Just ignore him, Alabama.
Yeah, but you can't because but I know he spends the whole time defending it.
Hey, I know. It's just it's so silly, though.
By the way.
Like that was the most important thing to him about that hurricane.
Some agency. What news agency was it that decided to send someone to cover the hurricane in Alabama? Remember I said we should send somebody to cover the hurricane in Alabama and it's not there?
Somebody did?
No, I think, yeah, somebody did that. And then
see if he was right?
No,
thank you, none of us roll tide.
Just to point out how no hurricane, oh, it was the Washington Post, of course.
Yes. Oh. I've got some, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Now I think Alabama should go, hey, we need fucking emergency money now because the hurricane was here.
Yeah. Well,
demand hurricane money.
And then he'll send it to them. Just to troll people.
One of those maps.
Why do I laugh at this?
I mean, honestly. He sent one of the early maps with all the spaghetti projections that are over, and I'm like, well, that one says it's going to go into Louisiana, so why were you worried about them?
Yeah,
I mean, it went to basically every state along the coast.
Why Alabama in particular?
I don't.
You know, I think what he did was
sure
he originally fucked up at the very beginning and you said the word Alabama and people pointed it out because, you know, that's the problem with being president. You make a tiny mistake and it's like, oh, look at this. He said Alabama. And so then he's going, let's make a little magic marker thing on this map. And it's like, who made the magic marker? Well, word has it, the president made the magic marker mark himself. And it's like, what are we talking about?
Yeah. And they ask him right out in a press conference. He's like, nope.
It's so funny.
I think he said, I don't know.
Oh, that's right. I don't know.
Yeah.
Thank you, and roll tide.
And I, you know, because I'm really not an, I'm not a never Trumper. I'm not an all Trumper. I'm really in the middle, and I sometimes get so fucking pissed at this stupid stuff. But this one, I half the time I'm laughing about it. It's like this is so stupid. But on the other hand, are people in Alabama going, "Oh my God, the president"? You know, well, there's a magic marker. I mean, are there really people that are freaking out over that magic marker?
No, it seems like
it's like the president is trolling people that don't like him.
Well,
I don't know.
Did you see that other tweet he had with the cat and the laser?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yes, I did.
The real problem is that he's just more obsessed with that and making his mistake be correct than maybe what the actual hurricane
is
doing.
That's what I mean, though. I don't know. Why does everyone have to push back against everything? And I mean him, too. I'm not leaving him out of this by any means.
I don't know.
Nobody can let anything
go anymore.
Think of that.
No
matter what it is.
It's kind of funny. I laughed. I laughed out loud when I saw
it. I laughed, too. And I feel like kind of a jackass laughing. But, I mean, getting angry seems like the more jackass thing to do. Go, oh, this is terrible. Well, yeah. Did you see that tweet?
Well, the headlines were, Trump tweets a bizarre cat video apparently mocking CNN for Sharpiegate.
Well, you know, there were
Sharpiegate, there's a word for it.
When I saw the headline on TV on CNN, I turn on CNN and I see Washington Post says Trump made the magic marker mark or, you know, something like that. And it was like, oh, my God, this is so crazy. I mean, this is like bigger than shithole countries. Well, or, I mean, this is like madness. It's a fucking hurricane.
Meanwhile, yeah, they're like dead bodies washed out to sea in the Bahamas.
Yeah,
that's funny.
I know.
Hey, they're not
Americans. Jeffrey Epstein sneaking in Russian models at MIT's. Not even sneaking, walking in with two.
I got
to
tell you.
I was trying to find out why was it necessary to bring, you know, young girls with him?
I'm so fascinated by this story.
I know he's giving money to this lab, and so he feels like, oh,
he needs to come.
Well, I need to walk through.
Journey, he needs to come three times a day, right? Isn't that what his saying
I think at least
so
three
to, like,
times
like, on
a
the
day.
Way over? And
I
then...
guess. Or the bathroom there. Gross.
Today there's a story about a model. And she is trying to become a Victoria's Secret model. And for some reason, she has to audition for Jeffrey Epstein.
Nice woman. I like her, actually.
What? And this is set up by Les Wexner. who owns Victoria's Secret.
Right.
So he is apparently funneling women, and he did it until he went to prison. What is that? Why is he doing that?
That's something really hideous hanging over his head.
And then also...
Or Les Wexner's head.
Yeah, and Les Wexner, by the way, he's real quiet. I haven't heard him say much about this.
Ooh.
Is there some reason for that?
They're very friendly, too.
And then, you know what's even stranger? And I'm wondering, when are we going to call these people to task? The new book today, which is all over the internet, is called She Said by Jodi Kantor.
Sounds really good.
Yeah, it's about Weinstein. And... You know, I know people can say, hey, if you're an attorney, you got to do your job. You got to do the best. Lisa Bloom, who is supposed to be an advocate for victims. She is
Gloria Allred's daughter, too.
Yeah. She's working for Weinstein to discredit Rose McGowan, who he raped. Mm-hmm. He's paying her $895 an hour, and she's advising him that we're gonna come up with a story that makes her sound wacko. So it's the first thing that comes up when you Google her name. And then it'll all just go away. I'm like, wow, nice victims advocate you are. And she also raised $700,000 from Hillary Trump supporters to help women.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
Who did
Hillary Trump. Hillary Trump.
Good God. Hillary Trump.
What a hideous
so off.
Picture in my head.
$700,000 from Hillary Clinton supporters to help women air allegations against Trump. And I guess this is it towards the end of the campaign. I don't know what she did to air the allegations, but she made $200,000 on this.
Wow.
Wow, what a great payday.
So she's just playing both sides and just having a ball.
Follow the money.
And then we have David Boies, who is representing Epstein victims. It turns out his firm is the New York Times. They represent the New York Times.
The failing New York Times.
Yeah, the failing New York Times, which, believe me, of course, has a lot of need for attorneys, naturally. And he's a great attorney.
New York Times.
He's represented Bill Clinton during the impeachment and all that business. But while he's working for the New York Times, he's working with Harvey Weinstein.
Ah, geez.
And what they're doing is they are discrediting every victim speaking to the New York Times. And also, they have a $300,000 bonus that they are paying Black Cube, which is this Israeli intelligence group, if they stop the New York Times from publishing this story.
That was the one Weinstein was working with, yeah.
Yeah. Well, but David Boies fashioned this arrangement with Black Cube. Hey, if you stop this from airing, if you can come up with stuff to stop this from airing, we'll pay you a $300,000 bonus.
Great lawyer.
That was the deal. What the fuck? I mean, this is just madness. And yet, you know.
It's amazing how they can compartmentalize every case they're working on.
I don't understand. I know I've expressed this many times. This whole business of discrediting people who have had crimes committed against them and hiring PI. How did this get into the law? Where did this become part of the law?
Great question.
Why is, you know, and all these judges who apparently allow this stuff in, or people wouldn't do this.
Yeah.
And this attack the victim thing, which is just okay. If you got money, it's okay. I mean, little people can't afford to do that, but...
Attack the victim, or is it attack... Well, no, because it's a criminal
case. Oh, it's protect the client.
Yeah.
Hey, we had to attack the victim.
Or attack the accuser.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, Lisa Bloom is saying, we're going to discredit her, we're going to make her sound wacko. She doesn't say she is wacko. She says, we're going to make her sound wacko. And it's going to be the first thing people are going to see when they Google her name. Lisa Bloom, really? And she puts out, oh, I apologize. But, you know, you learn more when you make mistakes. And what?
Oh,
fuck you.
Like
what
you
a
didn't,
fucking
like
bitch.
She didn't know it was a mistake.
Well, shouldn't that then?
No, it's not a mistake. I don't think it is a mistake. I think she'd do it again.
Isn't that part of the public record that should then be entered in against him? That your lawyer said she was going to pay people to make the victim look crazy so that. Well, I mean, nothing would get done, though.
That doesn't mean he's guilty.
I haven't any of this, all this stuff that you find out about Harvey Weinstein and what he did to keep this undercover for all this time, you know, that all these people, I didn't know it. I thought he was a great guy. Oh, by the way, I left out one thing. Implicit in this Weinstein deal was he was going to help David Boies, the attorney for the New York Times and for Weinstein And the New York Times broke the story, by the way. They broke the big story eventually, so at least it did get through. But he was going to help David Boy's daughter get some role in movies.
Oh, God.
This is how the world works.
Well, good, then she should be working for Henry Weinstein in his office, hotel room, when he's
maybe,
nude.
Maybe he can audition her and rape her.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, oh, not that I wish that on anybody, but sure, if that's what he wants.
Oh, boy.
That's sick.
I just, you know, sometimes I feel like...
Is that her?
Yeah, the daughter.
Oh, that's the daughter?
Oh, she's, I was going to say she's cute, but
yeah,
then
she's not cute enough.
I see too much of him and her.
No roles for her.
Hey, what's she doing with Schwimmer?
No, she wants to be an actress.
She needs a Harvey Weinstein. She's could she get some bangs? Because she got a five head, doesn't she?
Oh, boy.
She has a
five
forehead, you're right.
Trudy Bangs, do you think I'm right?
Bangs, I think, yes. Definitely. She looks better in that.
Oh, she looks cute there.
Yeah,
okay.
I think she's pretty.
Yeah, that was a bad, you know, that was a bad photo the earlier one.
Why does she keep
popping? She looks straight into the camera, though, her forehead becomes a five head.
Why are there so many pictures?
You like what you see.
With the guy from The Americans, the FBI agent.
Noah Emmerich.
Yeah, are they doing it? Hey, you doing
we get
it?
A better picture of her, full picture. Okay.
Really? It must be.
That straight on shot of her isn't working. I don't know why. No. I think she could do porn. get some...
Yeah, she's married. She's married to Noah Emmerich.
What?
Really?
To who?
How totally random.
Who's she married to?
The FBI agent on The Americans.
And he plays the best friend in the Truman Show.
He's got terrible complexion.
What?
Oh, I know that guy.
You'd know him if you saw us.
Yeah, I know that
else?
Dude.
Isn't he in something coming up?
I know that dude.
I don't think
TV.
He's
scroll down.
The spy.
I know that dude.
Spy. Oh, that's right. He's also in Billions.
He's
my Billions reference for the week.
Yeah, He's a pretty effortless actor.
He's really good, yeah.
Ugh,
he has to act like she doesn't have a five head.
Wait a minute. Why does boys need to go through Weinstein for her when she's married to Noah Emmerich? Why can't he just snag her apart?
Weinstein can, you know, he can snap his fingers and get her a big, nice role.
Yeah, Noah Emmerich's not the most famous.
How old is he?
Well, then he could. This is when they're trying to stop this thing from happening.
Mark.
He's too old for her.
And, you know, shouldn't David Boies have disqualified himself, being
the
firm that represents the New York Times?
No one does that anymore, though.
Doesn't seem like
it. Never does. Because Dersh sure does, since he was at one of those parties with his underwears.
Dersh.
In his underwear.
He never came off.
Dersh! Oh, boy.
Dersh.
Okay. Well, Trudy, you got Dr. Roche?
I've got a thing or two about their September specials.
All right, let me mention first Zot Ford. Your prayers have been answered if you want to move your lease up, because right now, our first and original podcast sponsor, Zot Ford and Holly, is pulling people ahead in their leases up to 6 months early with no penalties. You heard right, Zot Ford will get you out of your current lease up to 6 months early. Over miles, your vehicle hates you like Trudy's house hates her. You'll be ready for a fresh, shiny new whip. Anthony, Gabara, Gary, Jessica, Dan, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County is standing by and ready to snatch you out of your old turdmobile and send you home in the lovely new Ford of your dreams. As a matter of fact, if Stacy could get Mark to call her back, have you called her back?
No.
What? What's taking
she would
so
slap
long?
Him
I don't like to be told what to do.
In a fancy new fresh Ford today. He's just trying to keep the copy current. Surf their massive inventory and spectacular deals at dealsinthed.com today.
Gabara also knows that my biggest motivator in life is guilt.
Oh.
Trying to guilt me into calling. I will. I'm getting around to it.
Yeah. Well, at Dr. Roche's office, they're getting pretty for sweater season. In the case of David Boies' daughter, she could get a Botox deal. Two areas get the third area free off, and she has like three more areas to cover. So.
Boies' daughter could do that?
Boies' daughter, because she has so much area on her forehead.
Everybody getting that deal.
Could Body Tight shrink her forehead and give her a forehead instead
of a
five head?
I bet it could shrink her
what
head
a,
for a little bit. Yeah, shrink it right down. They got some filler deals. One syringe of Restylane gets the second one for $100 off, and the Autumn Augmentation, $3,500 saline breast implant.
Nice.
BBL treatments, three treatments, corrective plus three treatments of photo revelation for only $1,000. It's regularly $2,325.
I just found out we're not in number 342 anymore.
What?
I don't know what our new number is yet.
Oh.
I'm tempted to just scroll higher to assume that we've moved up, but I fear. Okay, go ahead, Trudy. I'm sorry.
That's
just breaking news.
Dr. Roche's skin tightening, face tight, neck tight.
Read
face
that
tight,
again.
BBL active and deep FX lasers and Morpheus 8 all make you tighter and less wrinkly with fine lines. It sort of erases all of that and makes you look beautiful for the winter. And you can call
them. We want to help people.
at 248-338-1110 or go to drroche.com. And also HGH as well. You know, I haven't mentioned that in a little while, but it's really helpful. When,
I know. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for HGH. I don't think I would have the energy to pull it off.
I rode a bicycle around Mackinac Island. I feel like HGH was pivotal in making that happen.
I did that, but it was many years ago. I'm not sure I could do it now.
Oh, yeah, you could.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
Okay, I think we moved up.
Really?
Why am I acting like people care about this?
People?
Pleased.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
We're number 323.
What? That just happened?
Yeah, we moved up.
I already forgot. What were we before?
342.
Oh, all right.
We're ahead of Lex and Terry. That's a radio show. That's good. Okay. John Rich, that's
breaking news with Mort Krim.
Wait.
I have more breaking news.
More breaking news? I thought that was for me.
Well, no. Well, if you have breaking news, go ahead.
We're ahead of Getting Doug with High, which is, that's a good
show. That's a very popular
show. Doug Benson's
show,
very good. Yeah, we're ahead of Ross Matthews.
What?
Let's see. I'll just keep scrolling down. Thick Skin with Jeff Ross. We're ahead of him.
All right.
Wow.
We're ahead of Aaron and Corey, whoever that are.
Aaron and Corey.
I don't even know who that is.
That just sounds soft.
We're ahead of Bobo and Flex.
No, really?
Larry Miller. We're ahead of Larry Miller.
Is Bobo and Flex an urban show? Can you tell?
Mojo in the Morning.
Who's that dude?
We're ahead of Mojo?
We're ahead, just a little bit, yeah. We're ahead of Kevin and Bean.
I bet that fucking Mojo. They better leave that shit alone.
Jay and Silent Bob get old. We must be something special. I gotta say it.
Bobo and Flex is an urban show. Two women.
Okay. Black women. Well, we're beating them.
What was the one before? What was the one that sounded really soft?
Aaron and something.
Corey and Aaron. Aaron and Corey.
Aaron,
or Corey
E-R-I-N
Aaron.
Or A-A-R-O-N?
A-A.
Aaron.
I already forgot the other soft name.
They're from Himalaya Media Group.
Oh my God, that sounds soft.
Sounds foreign.
Terrible.
Aaron and Corey, or Corey and Aaron?
Corey and Aaron, C-O-R-E-Y.
Oh, no, I think they're influencers.
I know so many influencers are just kicking ass.
I know. What do they talk about on a podcast?
Two YouTubers exploring the world of social media and other types of events in a comedic style, which I don't know why that... Should comedic style be capitalizing? Oh, whatever. With a large variety. Boy. Should large variety be capitalizing? For people ranging. Why is ranging capitalized? From the paranormal to the vital phenomenons.
Viral? How many reviews do they have?
I'm on. This is from Podbay. So
who cares?
Their tile, their show tile, is really dumb, too.
I see 974 ratings.
What's their average?
Five stars.
Five stars.
Yeah, bro.
Well,
this is how it starts.
Let's see.
Boring.
Larry and Aaron.
I declare boring.
Thank God we came
first.
Oh, you're not hooked? You don't want to know what's going on? It sounds spooky.
No, it sounds like they don't have their mics on.
Oh my God. Here we go. What just happened?
Did you get
that? I got all of it.
I'm like busy watching TV.
I can't have time
for okay.
That.
Really dumb. Hey, Sarah Palin and Todd broke up.
It's very sad.
They did.
Yeah, filing for a divorce for the first time.
Yeah, there's nutty stuff going on in that family all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, didn't Track just beat him up or something?
He did. He assaulted him.
Track.
I don't know. Isn't that his name?
That's like he.
There's a trick.
If it weren't
Track, right?
If it weren't for Brack.
Trip. Track.
Trip.
Wait, is Track the one who was born during the.
No, that's Espy. Is Twig? It one named Espy?
Bristol, Trig, Willow, Piper, Trig. Track.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, there is a Trig.
Yeah, Trig.
Trig.
It's short for trigonometry, Palin.
Yeah.
They're into that.
Piper.
What? What?
Is this for me or is this your
breaking news? From the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Got a message for you, Drew.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let me find it here. Let's see.
What? What?
Oh, I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Drew Lane.
How long is this?
About 5 minutes.
It's Andy Dick's cameo. Finally! Where's he been?
He explains.
Wow, Jesus.
I'm still concussed. Not... This is not the real Madonna.
He has that problem too.
I was gonna say it didn't sound like it when it started.
Not the real Madonna.
It sounded like her, I thought.
I ain't the real Madonna.
I'm not doing it.
Great.
Good.
Oh, no. Andy.
Oh, Andy.
I don't feel good. Aww. I'm concussed. But Drew... I'm sorry about your dog.
Thank you.
Seriously.
I know he is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I hate when people die suddenly. I know your dog wasn't a people, but I'm sorry. I really am sorry. I'm here for you.
Thanks, Andy.
Does that make any bit of difference?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a good shot.
It's nice. Here.
I could be dying suddenly.
Oh. Me?
He looks more disheveled than usual.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, he did get that. That was a major
at least
punch.
The dog has a sister. Okay, can we get some real normal music? I'm sorry, Drew. Do you like this song, Drew?
Joe Rose.
The song just transformed him. He's back.
Were we talking to him once where he said about music? He uses music to put himself in different moods.
Yeah.
Look, he's suddenly dancing.
I've been smoking pot.
He's got a vape pen.
You're allowed to now.
Nothing came out. I don't think it's working.
No, this is dead.
He just left the frame.
Your cameo is now just the Jonas Brothers crank with an empty hotel room in Las Vegas. Or New Orleans. Is that where he's at?
I think he's
still there.
I don't know. Like New Orleans.
Oh, my God. Has he come back?
It's like, oh,
there he is. Okay, here he's back.
He came back with a...
Wow. This one is lengthy.
How long does it have to go?
I know what you've been doing. Anyways, I am sorry about your dog. Hefty Papillon. I think that's how you say it. Papillon. But, like, you know, your friend told me. Seriously, I wish it was me.
Can we say don't that? Say that. No, you can't say that.
Wish it was me.
Oh. Wow, something is really wrong.
Not good.
Not good at all. We need to go there and help him. Someone needs to help him.
At least you have Layla. That's what we should play, Layla.
Yeah.
And when I say we, I mean me alone, because I'm alone in my apartment.
That's not good.
No.
Oh, he's got an apartment in
an old man.
Maybe he's in Los Angeles.
Anyways, I'll be on the air with you guys soon. I don't want to. I'm not allowed to talk about the shit that went down.
Okay.
I'm not legally allowed to talk about. But we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Let's end on the song real quick.
He's getting down again. Look at that.
Oh, he's crying.
Oh, man.
Wow. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I really am. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Andy. Oh, man.
Wow.
Whoa. Can we do a cameo back to him and just be like, hey, Andy, we love you. No, we love you so better.
Send him a video.
We're going to get him a message.
You're the best.
You know, when he disappeared, we used to talk to him at 105.1 pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he just disappeared. And it was the same thing, except I think he was going down a bad road then. And then when he came off that bad road, we got him back on the podcast. Then he got mad at us briefly.
Yeah, because we ran into the segment.
What?
Andy!
Andy!
You're getting blocked. No.
Sorry.
Andy, no. It's Detroit
you guys are
calling.
Being bonkers.
It's Detroit. You said you could call Monday. What did you say?
I don't know. Jay, what'd you do? What an asshole.
I think this is what
asshole
it sounded
throws
like.
Someone under the bus like that.
I think this is what it sounded like. Well, because he was doing a podcast live.
Yeah.
And I think.
Are you mad at me?
I'm going to feel like crying.
But are you mad at me?
I'm just mad at my life. Who the fuck this is?
What?
Here we Hello? Are.
Andy's on the phone right
what?
Now.
What?
Uh-oh, he's really mad.
You're getting blocked. Sorry. You guys are being fuckers.
Oh.
Jesus, are they just fans?
I'm just, yeah. No, they put me on the radio. I was like, they keep calling over and over.
On the radio? Really?
Yeah. No, did we call over and over? I don't remember.
What station?
Oh.
It's in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had it
Blocked.
Set up.
Blocked.
That's
they were
right.
calling over and over and over while we've been trying to live broadcast.
I think Andy forgot.
Yeah. No,
in
we,
our defense.
Yeah, we had it lined up, and so Jay had called him repeatedly just to get him on the line because we had a certain time. So.
Well, he got over it anyway.
He did.
Who gets over this?
Who's yeah, that he doesn't yes see man on there with him?
Dino Stampalopatus or whatever.
Who's Dino? Who is that?
He wrote on Community. He wrote, I think he was on Mr. Show for a while.
That's a great name.
I believe he wrote a little while for the Dana Carvey Show, so he's just in that circle.
You know.
He was Starburns on Community, if anybody ever watched Community.
Can Andy ever get back on a show like News Radio or a movie role? No?
He's very talented. He's really funny.
So. I don't think so.
I think he's burned a lot of bridges.
I know.
But I think he can do singular appearances.
He can do cameos.
He can do that.
I don't know why.
He can do cameos.
But I don't know why he couldn't put something together for Netflix or
yeah,
some streaming
he could.
Device.
I agree. Do we have anything for the Hall Financial Hotline today? Besides that, just what just happened on the Hall Financial Hotline, by the way. That was
yeah,
technically on the Financial Hall Hotline. Although I don't think it was called that when that happened, if that makes any sense.
No. Oh, that did. Yeah, that was
it goes back.
It would have been the Hall Financial Hotline.
Yeah.
And Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan. This is just a one commercial here. Stay with me. 800 five-star reviews for David Hall and Hall Financial. And Jess, by the way, sent me, we had 10 tips last week, and I responded, and she responded. You send her an email, and she responds immediately. And apparently all the people at Hall Financial are like that, even the sheriff. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. Boy, they do have personal attention.
So if you're a person who doesn't like somebody to respond immediately to
yeah.
you?
If you don't want to do things smoothly and quickly and efficiently, do not call Hall Financial.
Hmm.
Go to drewmike.hallfg.com if you want to save money on a refi or you want to mortgage your first home or you want somebody who will make it easy your first time. Because that first time you go through that is...
It's intimidating.
It is. You need somebody like Hall Financial. I do believe that. And Scott Kunath, who I don't think lies about these things, said they were great with his clients. He had three in a row with them. Or you can go to our website, click on the link, and fill out the online form. They'll get back to you, and they'll get back fast. Hall Financial, you won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435.
The other piece of breaking news is that Bobby Brown has been removed from a flight. No. He was removed from a flight. He had an incident. Everyone else had to deboard while cops are sorting it out.
Oh, boy.
And sources on board the jet were scheduled to leave LAX to Boston. He was sitting in first class, was involved in some sort of altercation before the plane took off.
What's he doing up
and
there?
Everybody had to get off.
Okay, no more planes for you, Bobby Brown. You'll be driving from now on. I mean, honestly, it seems so simple. Shouldn't they start that rule? If you get an altercation on a plane and you're unreasonable, no more planes for you. And then when the first few examples are made and we see how much hassle they're having trying to get from place to place, so-and-so can't tour because they can't take a plane.
I got to say, and this seems to be the case with this one because there's an update. Maybe alcohol's an issue and maybe should they sell as much booze as they do in an airport? It's just funny to me.
It seems like
a lot of them are alcohol-induced and yet they make a lot of money selling that booze in the airport. They're not going to stop.
That's, you know, I didn't even think about that.
Some people
part.
Need it to fly.
I guess.
Yeah, you Couldn't don't it... need that much to fly.
I mean, some people do.
Really?
I don't know.
Some people do. They have to get really blanked up to fly.
I have a buddy who's so scared of flying that it's always Xanax and like 15 beers.
Like B.A. Baracus.
Yes, exactly. That's a great
what,
reference.
BA couldn't fly?
No, he had he was really scared of flying.
You'd have to knock him out sometimes.
That's right. Passenger sitting around Bobby Brown said that he was not disruptive and didn't interfere with the flight crew. Although he admitted to drinking before the boarding, he was not being difficult and did not make a fuss when he was told he couldn't have a drink.
So just because he's Bobby Brown, they just threw him off the plane unceremoniously.
I doubt it. I'm sure he did something.
Being Bobby Brown.
Why are these passengers covering for Bobby Brown?
I don't know.
It's really weird. You know, what do they get from him?
This is the amazing thing. He could have, like, whipped out his penis and dick-slapped the flight attendants, and there'd be people saying, he didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's just like Antonio Brown. Hey, it's good to see players taking control of their destiny. It's like, no, that was not good.
Look at this picture of Bobby Brown after he deboarded and the cops are questioning him. He looks like a guy who's protesting very hardly against something that he did that was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see.
He's just got his mouth wide open. He looks like he's yelling, but he is sitting down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well.
He's not a happy camper.
Looks like maybe he doesn't have the energy, or maybe they made him sit down, but it looks like a tired protest.
I like him. I don't know why.
I kind of do, too, in a strange
Bobby
way.
Bobby Brown songs.
I think he's...
He had his demons.
He's very complicated. He does.
She died.
Well, they weren't together when she died.
No, I know.
You know, and she
I think she was worse for him than he was for her.
I agree. And yet, everyone would have you believe it was the other way around. It was all his fault. Get him out of the funeral. It's all his fault. Well, you know, I thought the documentaries on Whitney Houston were really good, because they dealt with the fact that she liked women.
Yeah.
And this was a very complicated thing in her life. As it would be. I mean, insanely complicated. Plus, she's black. And it's a bigger deal in the black community for her to come out.
And that wasn't her family gospel singers?
Yeah, no. It was a heavy deal. It was.
And there's the crack.
There's that too. Although there were no receipts found that I know of. Since we're on the music front, might as well bring out the David Crosby documentary, which is
a
trailer.
Tasty.
That probably Cameron Crowe did this though, so
no,
I'm interested.
Interesting, yeah, because there's a lot to tell.
Mark Johnston, who is one of the more informed people on this planet, because I say so. he sends me so much stuff, songs, bootlegs, articles. He went to the documentary. He was a little disappointed because he went in thinking David Crosby was an asshole, and he came out thinking he's an asshole.
Oh, his mind wasn't changed at all.
No. But I don't think it really was trying to change anyone's mind. It's not. Crosby himself has said, this is not a documentary usually to gloss people up.
Right.
And he said, this is not that.
Huh.
No.
So
I respect him and I admire everything that he does.
What is there to gloss up?
Well, he was in a great band and, you know, he made a lot of great music.
His drugs.
Dick.
You know what came up in the course of the conversation? And I think Mark was the one that mentioned it. And I was like, wait a second, that's not true. And I looked it up. He never wrote any of the hits, which I don't think really, you know, when I think of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, I don't really think of the hits. But he did write Deja Vu.
Oh.
Doesn't do anything.
Almost Cut My Hair, which is one of my favorite songs by them. Long Time Gone.
Those are all hits, aren't they?
They're not hits.
What were the hits?
I don't know. He's talking about Our House and, you know, Graham Nash was a hit maker. He just was. And I think CSN had a few hits, and I think he wrote those. Or Stills.
This is a good song. I like it.
For What It's Worth was Stills. Ohio Was Young. Yeah, I could do without the doo-da-doos. They're good doo-da-doos, though. They're the best at it.
They really are.
See, Kevin Klein would have fit in. I mean, it's the title track of the first album, right?
And if you got a good stereo, this song kicks ass because it's from everyone.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
Oh my god!
You might recognize it as it gets further in. It's got a lot of parts.
So tempo changes.
Now he completely destroyed his biggest contribution. Let's see the trailer.
The documentary is called David Crosby, Remember My Name.
I'm a genius too. Let's go, huh?
Oh, he's in The Birds, too. I forgot. Of course.
Do you ever wonder why you are still alive?
He looks great.
He does.
No idea, man. I'm 76 years old.
I've had 3 heart attacks. I've got 8 stents in my heart.
I don't think people know how sick he really is.
The last few years, I made 4 solo albums. I'm going for 5.
I was not easy. Big ego, no brains. I don't think I was a good lover. I think I was selfish.
I have fallen in love with Christine. All of a sudden, she didn't come out.
Too hot for him, by the way.
It's just this emptiness. This.
Yeah, she died in a car crash.
Gone. You know, it's like a rip in the fabric.
Friend of mine gave me a shot of heroin. Just great. Hard.
Only the first time. After that, you're just trying to catch it, and you never get back there. Ever.
That's the house our house was written about, right there. That's where Crosby, Stills, and Nash sang their first song together.
He became a fugitive from the law.
I got a ride to the local FBI agency. He said, you're looking for me?
No, he was
David Crosby.
This is the first interview that we ever did.
My father says, money, glory, fame, chicks, none of it counts. The only thing counts is whether you got any friends.
What happened to your friends?
All the guys that I made music with won't even talk to me. All of them. You say stuff and do stuff that's just awful. Me more than anybody else.
It's just sad, and I don't quite know how to undo it, you know.
I'm touring because I love to sing. Green
eyes. The hardest part is just leaving home. I don't like to leave home. I love him here.
I have to say, go, honey, have fun, and I might not ever see him again.
If I were to say, no music, but you get extreme joy in your home life, do you make that trade?
No music? No, not interested. It's the only thing I got to offer, really. We shall be free. This is really where I feel alive.
Is it in 3D? Not interested.
Wow. His voice is so not, it doesn't feel like it's coming out of that face, but
you know,
it's got a great, very youthful voice.
I'd like to see you play a concert sometime.
When I heard Almost Cut My Hair, I just thought, wait, that's Crosby? I felt the same way. Because you usually hear him in with 2 other voices, and then when you hear him, it doesn't seem like his voice.
What did Graham
it's crazy.
Nash, what did Graham Nash say about him? They lived in a house together.
I'd love to watch that guy speak.
Graham Nash was being interviewed or something like that, and they had to step past David Crosby sitting in a room.
With 2 chicks, new chicks. Yeah. They're all new.
Nice guy.
I can't believe they won't talk to him. Isn't that weird when he's like, my friends won't talk to me. I don't know what their problem is.
No, I don't think he's saying that, though. I think he is saying that I know I'm an asshole because he said, you know, my ego's ridiculous and I wasn't very nice. And but today, Stern was playing an interview with a guy who was, and I don't know what this is, probably in a podcast somewhere. Some guy's interviewing Crosby about the documentary. And he's asking him, and I hate when people do this. He's asking him questions about Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And Crosby's pulling the, hey, man, do your homework. You know, like, well, wait a second. You know, the people who are listening, they don't know everything.
Finding out about him.
Everyone's not supposed to know. Everyone doesn't have to know everything about you all the time.
No one wants to hear about the 4 albums you wrote this year. Sorry.
No, exactly. And he asked him about, this is really kind of funny.
Well, that's what he said.
No, he did. He asked him about Joni Mitchell, who was every man's desire.
Really?
I know, Trudy. I don't get it either. Although I know she's a great artist and she's you know, a great writer and all that.
She must, you know.
I'm sure she's cool. I'm sure she's more than cool. But anyway, she was Crosby's girlfriend, and Graham Nash stole her from Crosby.
Oh, well.
Well, you know, you say stole her from Crosby. That term is used. But she willingly went with Crosby. Oh, great song.
This is Stephen Stills' guitar, though. When she says, or is it Neil?
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
Almost cut my hair.
It's so 60s, man. Happened just the other day.
Needs a haircut.
It's getting kind of long.
Look at his hair, it's beautiful.
I could have said it was in my way.
He needs a haircut, looking all homeless and stuff.
And I wonder why.
Gonna let my
freak flag fly.
Letting my freak flag fly.
Was that a man or a woman? Because he needs a haircut more than I do.
There you go. Them and us. You're a freak or you're straight.
Right.
End of story. No gray area. Okay. So anyway, Graham Nash ends up with Joni. And so this guy's asking about it. He's like, you know, and you know, when that happened, was that tough in the band? And Crosby was like, you know, dude, you know, this is ancient history. And he's like, well, I'm just, you know, I'm just asking questions, and maybe some people don't. And so Crosby says, she was better with him. He was better for her. And he's like, oh, okay. So when he wrote a song about it, was you didn't mind? And he's like, oh, you're such a fucking dipshit, you know, because he's being sarcastic.
Jeez.
But the amazing thing was, and then he goes off swearing as he's taking the mic off and just being a dick.
Couldn't he have a nice person's liver transplanted into him? Like,
no.
Shed some of that in, infiltrate him.
Nice person's liver.
He did have, right?
How many livers?
A liver transplant. Right?
He's toasted. Is he toasted two?
I think he has.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
You toast a heart, too?
He might have toast a heart.
He said he had 8 stints in there.
Well, he has toasted it. It might still be his, though.
His occupation is organ toaster.
His tozoa work really well, though. Okay.
I know. How did they get semen out of that guy for a baby? Yeah. That seems impossible.
Why did they get semen out of that guy for a baby?
It had...
Do you know how they did it?
They did not care what that baby looked like.
No. I don't want to hear this.
Turn it like my pre-show joke.
I'm not going to say it.
Because I had asked the question. I had no idea. I honestly did not know. I knew that there is a child. The mother is Melissa Etheridge. And
his
father.
Girlfriend.
Oh,
her wife.
See, I didn't even know that.
Melissa didn't give birth to the baby, right? Didn't her?
No, there's no way. Right?
See, that's how ignorant I am in the whole thing. Because I knew that Crosby
was the
father.
It doesn't matter. It's the same end result.
Yes.
Yeah, she's still.
So I was curious on if they actually had sexual intercourse.
And immediately everyone's like, no way.
I don't think so.
There's no way.
Trudy brought in a tool.
Straight chicks don't want to have sex with David Crosby.
I think Trudy said it was a turkey-based.
That was after someone's horrendous joke. That can't be repeated. Because Drew said not to say it on the show. But now he left, so now I feel like I'm supposed to say it. And now it's built up too much.
No. You shouldn't have any secrets from me.
Someone in the room
cleared out fast.
Someone in the room said that he blew a load on her girlfriend's fingers.
Oh.
That's what that person heard.
Is that person gone now? Did that person get kicked out of here?
He should have been kicked out a long time ago.
Okay, Drew, we told the joke. You can come back now.
I know. Plus, it's incorrect. It was really her girlfriend's fist.
Oh. Good luck editing this one, Wheels.
Garbage. I am going to shove my fist right in your ass.
Well, that's you. That's on you. Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
I'm glad that person updated the joke.
But
made it better. That's terrible.
I hope you leave enough room for my fist.
They had several
gutter
children,
humor.
Didn't they?
Well, I'm sorry. What?
Melissa and her wife.
Oh, he doesn't have that much tozoa.
That's how much I thought. I didn't know it was Melissa that didn't get it. But while we're on the subject, because I really enjoy these documentaries, I love the rock documentaries more than I love the biopics. And obviously, right now, we're getting just this slew of them with Bohemian Rhapsody, which was a big monster hit. I'm pretty sure that Elton John's is considered a huge hit, too, Rocket Man.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to kind of look ahead. Because
Hollywood to just jump on the bandwagon and make as many as they can.
There is a ton in the works. We're about to see so many music biopics.
List them off. Who else?
Amy Winehouse. We're going to see an Amy Winehouse biopic.
They've been making that one for a really long time.
Well, we just had the that documentary is really good.
About the other one about her?
The one on, it's called Amy. I think it's on Netflix now. It's really good.
Oh, many.
Of course.
I love her, though. I like her singing.
Aretha Franklin. She's going to have a biopic.
Oh, is that the working title?
Yes, and they already have a whole bunch of people. I think it's slated for release in August of 2020.
And yeah, Jay Hudson is going to play her.
Jennifer Hudson, yeah, who looks really great and thin now, so I'm wondering how they're going to do that. But
Queen of Soul is thin. And
Bob Marley. There's a Bob Marley.
Oh, that's cool.
Ziggy is producing it.
Oh, that's going to suck.
So there's a biopic on Bob
that's
Marley.
That's going to suck.
Wow.
Boy George is getting his own biopic.
That could be interesting, though.
Could be.
Is it in 3D? Oh, the guy that did. I don't think I'm interested in Boy. I don't know why.
Is it going to cover 89 through 91 and that's it?
I kind of want to know what's underneath all of that, you know? Mm. Like, how did that happen?
The guy doing it is the guy that did Anvil, the story of Anvil.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah. Really
you know cool. What's really funny, though, when you see a biopic on someone like Boy George, it's like, karma, chameleon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's like 3 years forward, and then the hits stop coming, and then it's like 5 more minutes and it's over.
Yeah.
Whoa. So I guess he didn't do much the last 25 years.
That's why they'll just have to focus on like 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Queens wasn't that very.
I never liked Culture Club. I know they're good and people like them and that's okay, but they just weren't my cup of tea.
I don't understand why all that was necessary.
I just think of the wedding.
Pretty
singer.
Ballsy thing to do at that time.
You know, this song makes me think. Mike Clark's 80s collection. This song is on there, and he wrote on there, yes, I do want to hurt you.
Wow, look at this.
Oh, look at all that blackface.
Yeah, you couldn't get it.
Art. It's art, so it's okay.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
It's art.
Actually, they're black people in blackface. Did you notice that?
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah. Well, can't wait for this movie.
Cancel
who's play
them immediately.
Too bad that our...
Go.
This makes me think of Wedding Singer.
I know. Too bad that guy's not alive still. Excuse me, girl.
Yeah.
Alexis Arquette?
Alexis Arquette.
So other biopics in the works are Carole King.
Well, I
dig her.
Yeah, there wasn't there a big play or musical?
There was a Broadway musical. Yeah. Beautiful. Ooh. Yeah. Also, Celine Dion. It's a biopic.
I couldn't be less interested, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather listen to Rush Limbaugh for 3 hours. I had him on today. I don't know why. I turned on WJR. This is weird.
Why?
I was looking for... Okay, this happened twice now. Yesterday, I went in the car right after the podcast, or after the Lions game, because I wanted to hear...
Oh, 9:10?
Like, yeah, I want to hear...
Did you get my text?
Some action.
Did you get my text?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. About... What was it about?
I said Steve Courtney was just beside himself.
Yeah, I know. He and Sean were on. And 97.1. And they both were like... Commercial after commercial after commercial. It's like, oh my God, can't you clear out the commercials and be ready when the game ends? Because I was like, okay, I'm out. I'm not sitting through five more commercials.
I need to count up when I was on my way over here yesterday. Maybe it was when I was leaving. It was like the post game and they listed all the sponsors. No joke. There was like 12 sponsors.
Oh,
a lot of competing brands, too.
It seems so fitting that the Lions are on WJR. I don't know why. It just... It just seems fitting.
So no one can listen.
I don't know.
Or watch them or care about them.
Anyway.
Their glory years are long gone.
Today, same thing. I popped on 97.1 commercial. And then I realized, why do I want to hear anyone talk about this? Why do I take joy in that? Why does it make me laugh?
So before the show, Brandon and I were talking about the Lions, and Brandon was on a Reddit board.
Reddit, the
Lions, and somebody out there said, I can't wait to listen to Valeni tomorrow.
Yeah.
My first thought was, why? I don't know what he's going to say.
I just don't know how people get angry.
I don't know how people get angry.
I don't know how he did it.
Was angry while the game was going on, which was kind of adorable.
Well, I was mad. I want that team to succeed someday.
Oh, I do too.
You know, I'm not one of these people who are like, oh, just give up on him and find a new team. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan or something like that.
You mean Lions free?
I'm telling you, there's a whole bunch of people I know that do that. They're like, oh, yeah.
It's not
true. But you know what? When the Lions, and who knows if they ever do this, but if they ever, you know, run the table and go to the Super Bowl and win it, fuck those people. I don't want them to celebrate winning this because you jumped off the bandwagon.
Amen.
I'm a Lions fan. It sucks, but I'm a Lions fan.
But it was funny watching that yesterday.
It was really funny because it seemed impossible. It was like, wait, they're 18 points behind. Think of a rookie quarterback. He's playing terrible. He's lost out there. And the Lions are playing their asses off.
They were great.
it was like, there's no way this can happen.
Come on, the timeout. And then Stafford yelling on the sideline to trust him. And
I know. Everything that had to happen happened. And it was still amazing. It's still amazing.
And they still should have lost the game, and they didn't even lose.
You know, I want to wrap up the conversation on rock because I had to leave the room, unfortunately. So awkward.
You didn't get to hear the new updated version.
No, I don't want to hear the
you
updated
can listen
version.
Back
don't make podcast. Him leave the room again.
Courtney Bean Cobain has a clothing line coming out called cool. Kurt Was Here.
Oh, huh? Can I see?
Yeah, there are a couple of examples if you go online.
Is it really baggy stuff?
It's Kurt's sketches and his
so it's all baggy
paintings and writings. Well, there's hoodies and T-shirts and sweatshirts, I think.
There's a great Courtney.
Boring. So Kurt.
There's a great Courtney love story.
Yeah, just a bunch of cardigans. Here they are. Check it out. So it looks like it's a self-portrait.
Oh, that crap's not good.
That's dumb.
That looks like a John Lennon ripoff, doesn't it? Kind of, sort of.
In a way, this shirt here looks like something Tess Holliday would wear on the runway.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of weird scribbly notes from a notebook that's all over a different T-shirt, white T-shirt.
Wait, it's being sold at Barney's? I don't think Kurt would like that.
Spider baby hoodies.
Oh, boy.
I know, it's
dumb. Oh, a flannel shirt. How
could
original.
Francis Bean Cobain be running out of money?
No.
Possibly?
No.
Well, she would give that guitar up.
Yeah, she probably gave a ton of that dude, that load. But no, because the residuals will keep coming in, you know.
Yeah, but royalties aren't what they used to be.
Yeah, but she had. What is her worth now?
Courtney Love ran through a lot of money. I thought Courtney Love was hurting for cash at one point, wasn't she?
Well, she was.
There's
yeah.
a story today, and
girl
this isn't the one I was talking
girl
about.
Took it.
But the Wexler is it the Wexler? Who's the family that does Purdue Pharma? That
oh, Sacklers.
Oh yeah, they're declaring bankruptcy.
They offered her $100,000 to go to Fashion Week with them, and Courtney Love turned it down. So she must not be hurting that bad.
Okay. Although yeah, she didn't want to go to Fashion. Who would want to go to Fashion Week with them? I would have turned that down.
Here's with the Courtney
Sacklers?
Love story of the day. I don't even want to. Just read it. Don't even pre-read it. Just read it.
Courtney Love would love going to the. With,
you would think. Yeah, exactly.
With the oxycodone people.
She wanted to be paid in oxys, and she didn't want cash. Yes. That's why she turned it down.
$11.2 million for Francis.
Oh, man. What's she trying to prove? The 55-year-old.
Wait, remember last time we heard about Courtney? She had her annoying dogs in that restaurant. People were really mad at her.
Yeah.
So apparently she has to take her dogs every time she goes out to eat.
She was spotted grabbing a bite in Soho with her dog today. While enjoying a croissant and a cappuccino, the wild star noticed her pet pooped on the floor next to her feet. Visibly irritated, she wrapped the poop in some napkins and placed it on her plate.
Gross! Ah! And then kept eating.
Now, if she hadn't cleaned it up, of course, people would be going, oh, my God, she look what she did. She let the dog
crap. It's poop.
Why did she have to put it on her plate, Drew? I mean, she probably ate it.
She was wearing gray sweatpants, a white T-shirt, and black sneakers. Her hair was messy. She seemed to be wearing no makeup. Lovely.
She ate lunch with a dog turd on her plate.
Well, it was just a croissant. They didn't say if she had completed the croissant yet.
I stumbled across this audio. The
what
other
is she?
Day.
She's so stoned she forgets, and she just like reaches in.
Oh, free chocolate!
I remember when she had that that
phone
spat
messages?
With Dave Grohl. This is
oh,
from
that.
The concert.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
This is hard. You know, I don't need to see a picture of Kurt, asshole. And I'm gonna have you removed if you keep throwing that up. I'm not Kurt. I have to live with this. His ghost and his kid every day. Throwing that up is stupid and rude, and I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you. Do it again.
Come on.
You know what? You weren't fucking married to him. I fucking was. You didn't get kicked out of a band by him like Dave. He did. Go see the fucking Foo Fighters and do that shit. Great. We'll leave now. Fuck you.
Watch this failure right here.
Why is the crowd cheering?
You
all
guys
these
want to see Courtney back? All right, then repeat after me after three. The Foo Fighters are gay. One, two, three.
No. Oh, you cheap.
Who's that load?
I don't think anybody really said it. You can't really hear it.
What?
I don't care what you listen to at home, but a guy takes money off my kid's table, f*** him.
He was part of the band. Oh, my God.
Takes
what
money
a
off shit. My kid's table?
Whatever.
What?
Yeah,
oh
you were doing heroin when you were pregnant with your kids.
Yeah,
so
you never took
up.
Any money off your kid's table on anything, you know, extraneous or unnecessary. I'm sure.
Her net worth, Francis, is currently $200 million.
Yeah, but it would be $210 if Dave Grohl didn't take food off her.
Yeah. You know, I hate that when
so
people,
dumb.
By the way, this happens all the time when you go, oh, my God, I can't believe Pujols is leaving the Cardinals or, you know, I can't believe the deal somebody signed. And they go, well, I really, I love the city I'm in, and I owe the fans everything, but I've got to look out for my family. So, yeah, you needed that extra $40 million instead of the $150, $190. Like, shut the fuck up. See, kids are fucking spoiled already.
Antonio Brown doesn't care about feeding his kids.
Does he have kids?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He has, I think he's got three.
They were all over Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
But he's married?
Well, I didn't say that. I said he has kids. You don't have to be married to have kids.
I know. I'm just. You said he had three kids.
I don't know. He might be married. I have no idea.
He has four kids.
Oh, what are their names?
Autonomy.
Autonomy.
Antonia, no. Antonio Jr., and Allie.
Wait, he has a kid named Schuller. Autonomy?
That's a great name.
A-U-T-O-N-O.
Autonomy.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, that's Autonomy. They're
extremely well-adjusted.
For sure.
Is he married, though?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Where were their mothers?
How many mothers? Anybody get? Want to guess?
I think it's one.
Oh, I'm going to guess five. Brown is the father of four sons and a daughter. So he has five kids.
Five kids. Oh, wow.
Five kids?
Oh, my God. He could have five.
There is nothing listed of a significant other.
Huh. Okay. I don't care how many moms there are. I'm sure they're all well taken care of.
Let's see.
For sure.
Oh, that's his girlfriend.
He has a girlfriend named Chelsea Christ.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, that explains everything.
So. Hey, David Lee Roth is going to do a Vegas residency. How cool will
Sweet.
That be?
Sweet.
Well, Vegas is perfect because he can troll out his old material.
Is this residency in a lounge in one of the hotels?
It's at one of the smaller venues, the Blues House,
yeah!
House of Blues.
One of the smaller
Blues?
Venues?
House of Blues is, I mean, you know, that's a good. I saw James Brown there.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I wonder who's in his band.
No. Well, he did have Stevie Stevens.
I bet you he's got a low-paid band. I'm just going to guess.
I'll tell you all about it.
Probably low-paid, but there's probably 30 members. Probably a huge brass.
Horn section, yeah.
Maybe he'll have a big guitar player. I don't know.
No, he won't.
No.
Ain't got nobody.
It's funny, you know. You
he doesn't need one, though.
Yeah, not he's really. All personality.
No, if I was in Vegas and I had 2 hours to kill, I'd get a ticket. Why not?
I guess.
Steve Vai was in his band, the David Lee Roth band, but they're not.
I don't feel anymore. Dirty.
I think he moved on.
Yeah, well, that was then.
Yeah.
Oh, yes!
I mean, I wonder what's going on with him.
It would be amusing, actually.
You know, it's...
Well, he turns up every now and then, and everybody thought it was possibly a prelude to them all getting back together and Van Halen going on tour. But I don't think Eddie wants anything to do with that chaos.
No.
His website. Pull up his website so Drew can see just tell the way.
When?
Oh, my God.
DavidLeeRoth.com.
When did he? When?
Watch this, Drew. Just watch the video. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame superstar David
watch
Lee
it.
Roth.
Let's see this music.
Rocks Vegas.
David Lee Roth live in concert, performing songs from his entire career.
The best part about this is just for the video. All this dancing.
For nine exclusive select dates in January and March 2020.
Oh,
this is a good leg kick.
The band looks really young.
When? Well. When did he tour last? I can't remember him being out there.
I
can't
know.
Either.
Let's see. Let me go to set list.
It's amazing. You know, most of these guys, they just want to play.
Yeah.
But was it with Van Halen?
I'm not joking. I would like to go see him play in Vegas. I think it'd be a blast.
I think it'd be funny,
September,
too.
September 2018.
You know, when I was...
That's when he did that thing at the Beverly Hilton. I think we talked about that.
When I was reading about the Crosby documentary today...
His last big show looks like it was 06.
Wow, that's a long time. It hits me over and over. Every bio I read, every documentary I see, rock stars are so, they're just such broken people.
I know.
And I think they really appeal to broken people, too. I mean, that's some true. People are so broken that they, you know, the music is about broken people trying to be unbroken frequently.
Someone shattered to hang out with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, the guys that
he's
people
not,
really.
He's He's not broken though, right?
David Lee Roth. I don't. You know, I don't really know.
He never had much trouble. I mean, he came from money.
He seems to me.
What is that look on his face?
Well, coming from money doesn't mean
stuff.
He isn't broken.
Oh, I know. But has he had that? I mean, he had drug problems, but
I don't even think he had. Well, yeah, he partied too much,
come on.
I'm sure. I don't know. I don't remember him going in and out
close.
Of rehab.
No, that's
yeah,
true.
I did see him up close. You're right. I don't think he's a super deep guy.
I think he
might be very happy being David Lee Roth.
I'm always looking for, you know, some sort of content, and it'll come across something. David Lee Roth says something, and when I go listen to it, he has so many thoughts coming out of his head all at once that none of them are really helpful.
I never hear any, you know.
He doesn't say anything insightful.
When he came in studio, I don't think he answered one question. I really don't.
Yeah, his brain is
just
very
like,
chaotic.
He's going to barf out.
Tom Jones song? It's not unusual.
This is his most
okay,
recent podcast.
There you go. We got Delilah. My Delilah.
He's talking about his residency at Vegas.
And then she's a lady. She talks and she's up. That's my
he's
terrible.
He's going to do this during the show.
Whoa! Looks like we're in Vegas, baby. Thunderball. Number 5 on your hit list.
What?
We're going to Vegas, baby. You can't go to the gym anywhere in the free world and not get past my stentorian tones. There is no way that you do Pilates, core work,
Pilates.
Heavy squatting, heavy lifting, side hack, pulley
what are
you thrusts.
Talking about?
Or anything that even remotely resembles Lululemon, which is even sexy to say, without hearing my tones telling you about California girls, beautiful girls, run with who? The devil.
I don't know that
that'll
to be true.
Improve your times. I'm David Lee Roth.
What the hell
I'm a point of view. I'm a reason. What would Dave do? Might as well jump. How many times would you say that in Las Vegas? Yeah. Come and see me, baby. I'm an interactive experience that starts weeks in advance with what you don't eat so that you can really meet you at the Elvis Buffet four times a day. The Roth Show starts with that third piece of key lime pie. And, you know, he wants to smoke a couple of cigarettes. Fuck what Dr. Duffy told us.
It's just a bunch of words that make no sense.
I know. We're going to stop at Planet words. 13 on the way in.
I feel like he's trying to be Ted Nugent, but
yeah,
Ted Nugent,
yes,
usually
yes.
It all makes sense at the end. And
there's
you
always
go,
a
wow,
thought.
How did you
yeah.
put that together?
You take forever to say nothing.
Van Morrison, Gaga, Bruno Mars, the dance festival. That's
just,
only about 500,000 different people. Okay. What do we all have in common? Well, we're all in Las Vegas. Most of us are still on the same radio station 8 times a day. 8 times a day. Well, I could use a longer day. Let's go to Las Vegas, where time evaporates.
Well, that's true. Time does evaporate.
Yeah, you got that part right.
Finally, a thought time.
Well, okay.
That's awesome.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
How does he keep that going?
I don't know.
Whew.
Very strange. You know, the story that I almost thought this was the biggest story of the day, but I'm glad I held it because it's worth waiting for.
Billy Bush?
No, what's a Billy Bush story?
Oh, he's back.
Oh, yeah, his first show's tonight. He did an exclusive interview with Gayle King on the CBS Morning Show.
Oh, none of the NBC people.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I'm still not that taken with the story yet.
Well,
because I knew he was starting up.
He claims that everybody at NBC knew about this tape.
Yeah, he brought it to their attention because they all hate Trump. And they held the story. They held that story for like a month because they were looking for an October surprise.
He said that he was comfortable that it was not going to be weaponized, you know, against Trump, against whomever.
Really?
And that, you know, then it was released and he was told that everything's fine. And then he says, I remember this is such bull. I can't believe this happened. He said it was leaked on a Friday, and then Sunday morning I walk out of the door with my bags ready to go back to work, and the driver, he had a driver that takes him to work, said, I'm sorry, they've canceled the car.
Oh, brutal.
And he said, oh, it's got to be a mistake, so he called his lawyer. He's like, is everything okay? And he's like, no, not at all.
Oh, my God.
No.
Wow. Jeez. How?
Yeah. A source, this is according to the
no one call.
Page 6 article, that one of the people that helped get Billy Bush pushed out is Matt Lauer.
Oh, that evil Matt Lauer.
Whoops. Whoops. They
that's
put their
that's court, really funny.
They put their money behind Lauer.
You're glad
Billy Bush.
That was really a good funny. Move.
Yeah, it didn't turn out so. No.
Yeah, you know what's interesting though? He was supposed to take that third hour, right?
Yes.
And they've Roger never got they've never gotten that third hour going, have they?
No, it's always been a rotating cast of people doing it.
But Megyn Kelly was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And oh, that
whoops,
that didn't work out so well.
Whoops.
That didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
So what was the big story that you were saving?
Oh, it's the upcoming Hollywood Sex Club tell-all.
Nice.
Damon Lawner owned and operated the exclusive X-rated sex palace. SNCTM. Sanctum?
Sanctum,
it's like
yeah,
some
sanctum.
Weird... Yeah. Since 2013,
like
he's shopping.
It's the same alphabet as Nexium.
He's shopping for a seven-figure book deal that will rip the covers off the perversions that go on behind its doors. A lot of stars are nervous about what Damon will reveal about him. Okay, is this his... Oh, this is from Radar. Okay.
What? Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth as much as my lawyer and editor will allow me to say in print, which may not be that much. Yeah. It's going to be an exciting read. Sources tell Radar Online. Scores of celebs, including TV host Bill Maher. Oh, surprise. Yeah. Actress Gwyneth Paltrow and her producer hubby Brad Falchuk visited the club and her members coughed up $75,000 a year to watch her participate in orgies at the sex den.
What?
Yeah. Gwyneth has even promoted the elite club on her hoity-toity goop lifestyle blog. So hoity-toity if you're promoting a sex club, really? Sanctum's home base is a high-security Tudor mansion in Los Angeles, but Lawner has thrown hardcore masquerade balls and pool parties in New York, the Hamptons, and Miami. According to him, several stars have already asked to see his book. As soon as it's completed, make sure he doesn't spill the raunchy secrets.
Nice.
Recently sold the club and said he passed the golden ring to a gentleman. I'm contented to call its new owner. Whatever.
There's a lot of fucking trim walking around. I don't mind this joint at all.
Yeah, I expect that we'll see the usual names.
Oh yeah,
when well, comes
Bill
out, Bill Maher. I mean, if he was the eighth, if he was the eighth name, I think it'd be really interesting. But being that he's the first name, maybe not quite so much.
Oh, it goes in declining order from there.
It'll say Charlie Sheen, and we'll all go, yeah, of course.
Oh, it better not be all the usual cast of characters. Although Gwyneth Paltrow is kind of surprising.
That's interesting.
I don't think that.
You only got surprising that she would be at a sex club.
No, I don't believe that she was.
Oh, I bet you she was.
I think she's kind of...
Total freak.
A little bit of a square.
Really? You think so? She wants people to put marble eggs in their vaginas.
She wants other people to. She doesn't necessarily
do
it.
I bet you she does.
There was also a big story this morning about Jerry Falwell Jr. Mm. and Liberty Baptist. And it's... It's the kind of story that I feel like we could read this a million times over, and it's always kind of shocking and disappointing and irritating at the same time because, you know, reading about Weinstein and the New York Times and David Boies and Lisa Bloom, and the way these people with all this money, just the world spins round and the money's spent and people are on both sides of it. And
it's money.
And you like to think that, you know, colleges, that, you know, this is a place of higher learning.
Plus, it's a Christian university.
Well, that too. But you
everybody's
know,
going to church, God damn it.
Look at the esteemed Harvard and all the Jeffrey Epstein money. Oh. And, you know, these people who really do terrible things, and they've got buildings named after them. And, and you know, and then they'll rename the building of the guy who wore blackface or who, you know, did something
right.
terribly politically incorrect, but not the guy who did, I don't know. I mean, there's just a million cases like that.
Alfred Taubman.
And Alfred Taubman, there's a good example. We're not giving the money back. I mean, in a way, it's almost refreshing that the building is still called Alfred Taubman. Isn't it still called the Taubman?
Yeah, I thought he had a couple buildings, yeah. Yeah, the Center for Design Education.
We don't care at all.
I think he's got a bunch of them.
So, at Liberty Baptist, of course, you know, they're raising so much money. They've got all these online students now. They've got like 110,000 students.
Liberty, 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 Liberty. Oh, is that their team song?
They got a great football coach, too.
Who's their coach?
Hugh Freeze.
Oh, that's right.
The crook from the Mississippi, from Ole Miss.
Freeze!
Who, the shit finally hit the fan. I mean, he's paying players, but it really hit the fan when they found that. Hey, what's this number to an escort service you've been calling on your university-owned phone?
Free!
Oh, it's a missed dial. Why'd you dial it like 300 times?
Oh, jeez.
So, the update, by the way. So last week, Trudy, I know you don't care, but he had a staph infection and he coached the football game from a hospital bed up in the press box and gave the halftime speech via an iPad because he couldn't move, I guess. The pictures of it are hilarious. This week he was just in a doctor's chair. They put a doctor's chair up in the up in the press box. The pictures are
Trudy, have an emergency phone call coming in.
There's a picture of him.
Oh wait, let me see this.
Look at the picture of him coaching from the press box in a hospital bed.
Oh, how dumb. How absolutely
really
dumb.
Really dumb. Doesn't he have an assistant coach?
And they lost the game, too.
Yeah, they didn't even score 1 point.
Yeah, they've lost both games.
He's supposed to be an offensive.
So, anyway, Jerry Falwell Jr.
That picture, Drew.
There's,
that's him giving the halftime speech. That's
dumb.
A screen, a big, like, FaceTime. Yeah. What a loser.
Anyway, turns out, what do you know, the family's enriching themselves with all these malls that, you know, they're managing and using Liberty Baptist money to invest and all these projects on Liberty Baptist campus coming in from these 100,000 students.
Oh, how surprising.
And their friends get the business and they make strange loans to people who you wouldn't think could pay them back. And he's got the son has a gay friendly hotel in Miami, which is like, oh my God. I mean, you'd think he'd get points for that, but not at Liberty Baptist. That's not cool.
What is a gay friendly hotel?
And I don't know. And
gay hotel.
It's in Miami.
Isn't a Holiday Inn a gay friendly?
Well, they might host gay events and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah, Miami, I don't know if you could make it.
It's in every hotel
otherwise.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but then it turns out that
such a stupid remark.
Jerry Falwell Jr., he parties at nightclubs and he discusses his sex life with employees, all of whom had non-disclosure agreements.
Really?
I mean, not just the usual suspects, like everybody employed by that university has an NDA. Yeah, except for the law school, apparently they can't get away with that. But everywhere else, they can't say a damn thing.
The other schools maybe talk to the law school.
Yeah.
So that, you know, naturally they're...
When did they talk about God in this school?
Apparently not that much around Jerry Falwell Jr., who likes to brag about his sex life.
Oh, boy.
Including that his wife can't handle his big penis.
Oh, come on.
God's like, don't drag me into this.
And they said there
actually,
were some...
Actually, what his wife says is...
Is that all? Well, that should be easy enough.
Supposedly, this is one of the first things in the story, and I was like, what? Michael Cohen helped clean up some racy personal pictures for Jerry Falwell Jr.
Really?
Well, that's very interesting.
What are these pictures? What are they of? His huge dong?
Probably.
The Righteous Gemstones help, like, based on...
I think it's based on that. I think it's based on a lot of the evangelical groups.
Yeah.
You know, it's
wrong. And
I think if you looked into, and by the way, Michigan State's getting a lot of shit today because the board voted to, we don't need a more exhaustive study of learning. I think that shit's, that's old. I'm Nassered out. And people are
glad they're tired of it.
People are just outraged. And I don't know, honestly, what more can they do about Larry Nassar?
I mean, they should have to live torturously with it for as long as some of the people who had to have...
Well, that would, Trudy, that would be a long,
adjusting them from inside.
Long time. They could name the football stadium Larry Nassar Stadium, and then they all have to think about it every time they go to the sporting events.
Maybe they could set up
Larry Nassar University. One of the students said that. Said, it's like I'm going to Larry Nassar University now, which I thought was a great comment.
The Fighting Nassars.
You know how that feels.
Fighting Nassars. Nasty Nassars.
Oh, my God.
Picture of his head on like the little
Sparty. What will be achieved by a more exhaustive investigation? I really don't know. Maybe there is something.
Maybe they set up a way to properly report claims of abuse.
Is that really that hard? Is it really? I mean,
well, apparently because they did that already.
No, I know.
And then Dean Stramble just said, "Fuck it, I ain't doing that."
Ugh.
So answer your question. I don't really know what else they can do.
I mean, they got the president in court. I mean, she may go to jail.
It's just optics to make it look like they're
That's what I mean. They're just throwing money at it. I think the board's going, haven't we thrown enough money at this fucking asshole?
Which, once again, is not going to win in the court of popular opinion.
Oh, boy.
I mean, when she goes to prison, though, she's not going to need the new haircut or the prison haircut.
No.
Or anything like that. She'll fit right in. Their clothes are the same, except for being orange.
Felicity Huffman, it sounds like. First Huffman. It sounds like she's going to get some jail time, too.
But it's only like a month, and everyone's like appalled by it.
Yeah. Well,
I know.
A month is getting off easy on this.
Was anyone moved by the letters? I thought I was being talked myself into believing I was being a good mom. And
she said being a mom is hard. Which, really hard.
You know,
a lot of people are moms and they don't pay, what is she, $50,000 to have a tutor?
$15,000. You got to correct her SAT.
Yeah.
For her already.
I don't see every mom doing that.
Well, I don't know about Huffman. I guess, was her first Huffman.
Come on.
Were her kids brats as well? Like Laughlin's?
I will say this, that apparently her kids, I'll call them her brats. Her brats are very angry at her.
Oh, the brats then.
Oh,
look what she did.
Brats.
No, I took it.
Shut up.
You know, Martha Stewart went to prison and she was better for it. Felicity Firsthoff should go and be proud.
And Lori Loughlin, did I say it correctly?
Yes,
who cares?
Yes, you did.
I know, I don't care. I call her Aunt Becky just to avoid it.
I hope she goes away for 20 years.
Aunt Becky, apparently, her and Massimo are going to split up.
Massimo.
It's caused her. A divide in the marriage.
They have the same lawyer for this, which seems really stupid that they would.
The Huffmans and the
Massimo.
Massimo
and Lori Loughlin.
Oh, yeah, sounds stupid.
Are the first Huffmans?
How are those
together?
Brats doing? By the way,
oh, the lawyer's very bad at OJ because she remember that video she put where she was giving the bird to the media.
Yeah,
they told her don't post a thing on social media.
Duh.
And sure enough, the one thing she posts where she's giving the finger and tagging
she
media
needs her
outlets.
Following!
Bitch.
Does she have her following back?
No, she's nothing without them.
And way to have a nickname OJ.
Yeah. I know. Well, way to.
I am nothing without my following.
Way to follow your lawyer's, you know, or your parents' lawyer's advice.
I have no skills.
Well, you know, when you're 17 and you're making a couple hundred grand a year with your stupid YouTube posts, you probably think you're pretty important.
She should have just said,
is that all? Well, that should be easy enough.
Stop fucking reporting me, bro.
Bro.
What was that for? Oh, that's... I'm sorry, I forgot. That's our other girl.
The last thing I want to do is be a fucking homeless prostitute in the fucking street doing that.
I remember she
homeless
was
prostitute.
About,
she either has her following or she's a homeless prostitute doing
two choices.
That.
That's
a,
she has no talents.
I have no skills.
Yeah. She's worthless.
I'm not work material.
I don't understand.
We saw how worthless she was when she was on the rebound with Dennis Rodman.
Oh, God,
I have no job qualifications. I could never work a normal job.
There's a big 30 for 30, I think tomorrow night, Tuesday night, on Rodman. And all I can think of is, please don't have many interviews with Rodman. I'd rather have other people tell the story.
Do you think they'll have a clip from On the Rebound?
Should they? Yes. Will they? I doubt it. I doubt it. The trailer looked really good, but I just was like, the less they've talked to Rodman, the better this will be.
I think he pod-faded.
Do we have a trailer for this?
Yeah.
Sounds just so stupid.
It looks really good, though, but 30 for 30s.
The Rodman one?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll watch it for sure. Let's see.
It's got a really clever name, too.
My
biggest
problem
for worse
with Dennis Rodman is that he thinks he's really funny.
Yeah.
He's another one. He's on the same drug that David Lee Roth and Ted Nugent are on. So.
Yeah, he hasn't done a podcast on the rebound since May, so I think he podfaded.
The rebound.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, I'm trying to get this queued up.
Such a valuable podcast.
My internet's not working.
I mean, determining if people fix their problems or whether they're on the rebound is such a great idea.
It's out of the box thinking.
All right, so this is one that comes out tomorrow.
September 10th.
Is this really who you are, or is this a big image building campaign? Who is the real Dennis Rodman?
Oh, the force of nature that he was undeniable.
He was Jimi Hendrix and Will Chamberlain.
What? Rodman turned the NBA upside down.
It was
on
so
his head.
Different, man.
You never think back and say to yourself, now, Dennis Rodman, which one was he?
Dennis was a very clingy towel. He was very shy.
Skinny. He was awkward.
I think he missed the father figure.
Constantly battling his inner demons.
Dennis Rodman did dirty work better than anybody.
anybody in NBA history.
Rodman has had a difficult and emotional time this season.
Did I believe he was going to shoot himself at the Palace of Auburn Hills?
Sally?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Here comes the legend of Dennis Rodman.
He freaked out a lot of people in the sports world.
It became more about performance art than performance.
I'm going to give them what they want. Okay.
That's what made him Dennis Rodman, the parties.
Everything came apart at the same
time. Shut up! Don't hurt!
I just wish I could see my son more often.
You cannot send Dennis to North Korea.
I'm not an ambassador. I'm Dennis Rodman.
He was an accidental hero.
You don't have to like him.
He is a lone rebel.
My dad is a really beautiful person.
There's never been another Dennis Rodman.
Wow. People say that? That's funny as hell.
No, no. See, that's where you lose me when he sits down with the interview.
No, he loses me. Now, when he talks, you can't understand what he's saying.
Exactly. He doesn't say anything.
I get so bummed out when he starts crying. And he cries all the time. He cries constantly. And then you really can't understand him.
I couldn't even go home.
That's really the last few years I forgot how great of a basketball player he was and how much fun he was when he was here. Remember when
I
he
got
won?
So many belt threats.
Remember he won Defensive Player of the Year and he balled then, by the way.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't he really start the tattoo thing? I mean, wasn't he really the first guy who got tons of tattoos? Yeah. That was really a public figure?
Yeah, and the colored hair.
Well, I mean, you could see him because, you know, he's always wearing a tank top.
He's always on great teams, too, so you saw him a lot.
I know, okay. I
mean, I'm just
a uniform.
If I think of anybody who influenced the whole tattoo, I mean, he was way out of the curve.
I can't think of anybody. Was there anybody in the 70s that ever?
No.
What? Bob Cousy wasn't all tatted up or anything?
No. Bob Cousy was in the 40s, I think.
George Milliken didn't have a bunch of tats?
Don't believe so.
I guess he is.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember anybody on the Celtics or the Lakers.
I mean, I'm sure rock stars maybe, but
who's that white dude on the Lakers? Rambus?
Well, you knew Rambo.
Rambo didn't.
Rambo didn't.
He was not a tattoo guy. He's a great guy.
I can't think of any like outlandish football. I mean, you would have thought of like Lawrence Taylor, but he didn't have tattoos. I mean, Lawrence Taylor's pretty crazy.
But didn't she also have...
Yeah,
a lot
of later.
After?
Later. Yeah, after Rodman.
He didn't play with? They didn't?
No, she'd was, he was a little after Dennis.
Yeah, 04 was, yeah.
Dennis was on the 80s teams, the Pistons, you know, 86 to
Bad Boys,
2000 or so.
But you didn't really notice tattoos until Chicago, and that's when the hair came in. And
it's a great call. I don't think there is anybody.
I'm sure I'll watch the 30 for 30, you know, sure.
Will they have captions so you can tell what he said?
I don't know. Did you guys see the Chicago police kill that kidnapper?
No.
There's a video. It's on, I'm sure it's all over the place. This guy kidnaps this couple, carjacks them, kidnaps them, takes them back to his apartment, and then he falls asleep, and they bolt. So they, of course, call the police, who go in. And they're, like, searching through this apartment. It's this guy's place, the kidnapper. And he just walks into the room where the guy's sleeping on a couch. And he's got a gun, like, a foot away from him. He wakes up and reaches for his gun. And the cop's like, bam, 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 bam.
Whoa. Wow. Chicago. They don't screw around.
Nope.
Oh, shit. Here it is.
So he was a kidnapper? Kidnapper?
Yes.
That was confirmed. Oh, man.
This is pretty
looks,
wild.
I was going to say, is this not edited? This looks like it's going to be pretty crazy. They're in the house.
Yeah,
lovely
yeah,
this, home. This, great window treatments, by the way.
I know. I could do better.
Did you clear those? He's got some artwork. Look like a Van Gogh.
Uh-oh.
Hallway could use some artwork.
He's got a mop standing vertically.
He needs a few points.
Whoa, whoa!
Whoa. That's kind of crazy.
I think he got him.
Where's the gun he was reaching for?
It was in the corner of the couch on his left.
Wow, that's insane. Seriously, I should shallow thought. A couch in a room without a TV. What did he fall asleep to?
I don't know. I can't do anything without a screen.
Honestly, the only thing in that room is
a couch.
Is that
a window unit air conditioning?
Oh, yeah, and it's taped.
Oh, boy.
You said he dies?
Yeah,
I would think.
He's gone.
How many shots did they squeeze off?
A lot.
That's kind of weird when they shoot a guy like six times and then have to handcuff him.
That wall is made for a television.
I know.
That's all I can focus on.
That window unit is not, I don't like that.
I kind of wanted to ask Brandon to pan around the room like we're looking at something on Realtor.com.
He's got a lot of rooms there.
And a lot of space there.
He's got hardwood floors.
Nice ceiling fan.
Oh, he had the gun in his hand, it looked like. Well, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, there's a kidnapper.
That room needs to be redone.
Yeah, he's got windows interior.
Yeah, they could do a lot better.
This place is a somebody dump.
Okay, so, on that. See, I paused it here. There's nothing the cop can do. He's sleeping right next to the gun. Yeah. And as soon as he wakes up, he grabs it.
I don't think we've lost anything. Certainly from not from a decorating standpoint.
No, no. If anything, the shell casings bring up the value of that
and he's,
place.
He's a terrible kidnapper as well, because he kidnaps two people, not one. Yeah. And I could take care of two people. And then you fall asleep.
Let's see the
if you're gonna be if you're gonna kidnap a couple people, by the way, don't you need Xanax to put them out when you want to go out?
Yeah, right.
It must be exhausting kidnapping people.
Wow.
Exactly.
Insane.
Standoffs too. I think a standoff would be exhausting.
Oh, God, no thanks.
All those fucking people in shifts. You want to crash.
You have to hold their attention.
I saw today they do this story every year. I hate reading it every year. About the seven-year-old who's the biggest YouTube earner. He made 22 million. Opening toys!
Yeah, I see that kid. Asian, he's got a new TV show.
He does!
You mean tell me there aren't 100 million kids who couldn't open toys and show us how much fun they are? This brat is so special.
That brat's annoying now.
He is annoying. And the brat does not declare sponsorship. He posts sponsorships and doesn't declare him sponsorship. FTC's investigating him.
Yes.
Fuck you, seven-year-old with 22 million.
That's right.
FTC
lock him up.
Gonna kick your ass, and I hope they do.
Lock him up, man.
It's total bullshit not posting that and declaring it a sponsorship.
While you're talking about little kids, the feel-good story of the day is the little
greedy
kid
brat.
With the University of Tennessee, the Volunteers t-shirt that he made all by himself.
That shirt sucks.
What? What?
Not bullying him. I wouldn't say it to his face, but that shirt's terrible.
He goes to school.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I should have saved my opinion.
He's this little kid, and they're having your colors, your T-shirt colors of college or something like
he
that.
He goes
your
to school,
school
in
colors.
Florida.
Yes, in Florida. Okay. And so his favorite
He's a Volunteers fan?
Volunteers fan. So he has an orange T-shirt, and he doesn't have any Volunteers gear.
I got news for this kid. He would have been made fun of if he had a real Tennessee Volunteer shirt, because he's in Gator.
Florida,
country.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right. Explain the shirt again.
Right.
Sorry.
And so he takes a piece of paper, and he makes the UT thing. Not even black letters. And he pastes it on the front of his shirt.
How old is this kid?
There's the real picture on the left there, Brandon.
Yeah, see the paper pasted to the shirt?
Was this kid like 12?
Yes. Something like that.
So what happened?
He's got to be younger than a 12-year-old would not.
What happened? Did they kill him?
They made fun of him, and then UT, the Volunteers, found out about it, and
they commissioned the shirt.
Into one of their official apparel, so it's now going. It's selling like hotcakes.
I kind of want one.
I don't know. That shirt kind of sucks.
I don't want that shirt.
I don't
want
to be a jerk.
I want that shirt.
Wouldn't that shirt be better if they actually made it like an orange shirt, but had the white part, you know, just on it, just screen
printed. Have to honor what the artist wanted.
But they're not. Like it should have this white block.
He has the wrong color of orange too.
Yeah, he does.
What, how bullied did this guy get? Why are we talking about people like... I mean, this is like... Can you believe how much of our life has become these idiotic stories?
Because the world needs a feel-good story today, and that's what it was. And then the Volunteers, you know, have taken the money, and they're giving it to bullying.
I don't feel good. That story did not make me feel good.
What did his teacher write on Facebook there?
This idiot kid? No, I don't know.
When the day finally arrived, he was so excited to show me his shirt. I was impressed that he took the step further to make his own label. Really?
Why is his T-shirt built?
I feel like he showed up at school. It's like, oh shoot! I was supposed to have a school shirt.
I think he borrowed that shirt from someone.
By lunchtime, the spirited Vols fan was in tears. Some girls at the lunch table next to his, who didn't even participate in College Colors Day,
mean girls,
made fun of his sign. He was devastated.
I actually had a boner.
How easily devastated is this person?
It's pretty soft.
Shouldn't that be the story?
12-year-old easily devastated.
You gotta know if you have a piece of paper. It looks like it's taped or stapled to your shirt.
Yeah, it's taped.
I know, it's so
taped. Come on, get a clue.
So janky. Yeah.
Fashion.
I almost want to call him up and bully him again.
No.
Fashion.
Now, here's another.
Oh, you're supposed to buy the shirt and be supportive.
Here's a thought I had. So Tennessee commissions the shirt and is selling it and donating part of the money to anti-bullying. And all I can think of is, does he have a copyright claim?
Oh, he does.
It's his artwork.
We should sue the Vols.
Call him and discuss that.
Shouldn't he get a cut of the shirt?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's his artwork. I know it's their logo.
By the way.
Is it their logo?
Well, it's really. It's transformative use.
Is it?
Plus, that team sucks.
What's this anti-bullying group do that they're donating money to?
They've stopped bullying. Nobody bullies anymore.
And how do they make that happen?
They stop being
mean. How's the money help?
They spend a lot of money to hire people to go around and go, stop bullying.
I mean, I like that people are doing that and they care because bullying is terrible, but it just seems like bullying goes on and on and on and on.
Stop it. Developing a medication to stop bullying. It's called Xanax.
No, they already have
it. Oh, boy. Well, before I wrap the show today.
That shirt kind of fits Tennessee, though. I mean, they're kind of a mess. Their football team's kind of a mess.
Yeah, they're off to an 0-2 start for the first time.
I thought the Vols were good, aren't they? Basketball.
Vols usually are good.
20 years ago.
Basketball. Well, they're saying Rocky Top. Wednesday, Steve Gorman.
Yes.
From the Black Crows.
Yes. Who said that?
How did that happen? Our old friend Troy
friend,
was
talking
about him, and Troy's producing his radio show.
Yeah. Troy's a good
Troy. Sorry, Troy.
I'll never be able to escape it. It's not his fault.
Troy.
Troy. I sent him a picture a while ago because I was cleaning out a box of stuff, and there's a picture of him in a trade magazine with a Nickelback shirt on.
Oh.
What? How did he live that down? He'd be demoted if that gets out.
It was for the band then. Riff used to spend it. I think it was when he was at Riff.
Oh.
Had to have been, yeah, because I think Podell was in the picture too.
So I just have to close the show by saying possibly the most random thing ever happened today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting ready for the show, and actually you can close the Hall Financial Hotline, Brandon.
I know what you're talking about.
Click the link to All Financial or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com if you want to refi, if you want to save money on your mortgage. Hall Financial, they'd love to do it for you. So, yeah, I'm upstairs. You can hit the outro, too. This will only take a minute. And Layla's barking at the front door, and I'm not paying attention like usual because it just goes through me. Like if she was my child and she was crying and, you know. And all of a sudden, there's this black man standing in my living room wearing a really nice suit. I'm like, wait a second. He looks very familiar. I walk up and say, hey. And it was Coleman Young Jr.
What? Coleman Young Jr.?
Coleman Young Jr. Yeah. And he came here to do a podcast with Charlie.
Oh, wow.
And I think he really liked it. And he's interested in doing a podcast. And he heard that Elric was off.
So
he's like, hey, I heard you got an opening. Which is like, oh, wow, I never thought of it quite like that. I mean, plus, first of all, we haven't given up on Elric. We need him back, actually.
So what's his podcast idea?
I was getting ready for the show, so I didn't have a lot of time to talk, but I went out and met his mom because...
His mom was out there.
His mom drove him.
Wait, did you say you were sleepy when he got here? Is that what he said?
I was sleepy.
Okay.
What?
You said you were getting ready for the show.
I was.
By sleeping?
No, I wasn't sleeping.
Oh, you weren't sleeping.
No, I wasn't sleeping.
I thought you said you were sleeping.
No.
So
I went out and said hi to his mom, and you know she was here. She was really nice. She came upstairs when they were doing the show, and she was really sweet. And you know I've read about these people, you know, virtually all my time here, and it's just so weird. Anyway, he was super friendly, gave me a resume, and I was like, oh,
well, let's see.
How weird is that? This is the last thing I expected
Mommy.
Today. And his mom was. I went out and said hi to his mom. She was really sweet, and they're.
I say, get your resumes ready.
They're best friends.
Cool.
I'm not work material.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. See you!
I'm, like, busy watching TV.
Dweller H.
How would you like to smell like the NFL's number one quarterback?
Oh!
Introducing Troy.
Troy.
For the longtime bachelor whose liaisons with women...
Beard.
...just seem to go nowhere...
Troy!
...there's a man bent over in front of you. You lift his towel. You place your hands under his buttocks. Green, 16, set, hot, hot.
Oh.
Troy, whether you want to lob a few bombs at your man downfield, leave the pocket, hand off, or pitch out, you want Troy.
Troy. Troy.
Dribble it in your Speedo.
Troy.
Squirt it on your chest.
Troy.
Slap it on your fanny.
Troy.
It's the mysterious and subtle scent that says...
I'm the quarterback. Protect me. Please hold me.
Squeeze me.
Blindside me.
Troy!
Pile on.
Troy!
Take me out of bounds.
Troy!
Fuck me.
Oh!
Tickle me, pretty boy.
Troy!
You're tackled by a pile of sweaty men. You pretend to be hurt, but when they get off of you, you're lonely. It smells just like that pile of sweaty men with a touch of locker room and jockstrap mixed in.
Troy.
Troy doesn't discriminate. Febs, Fats, and Harrys all love Troy.
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 Not everyone could be a Dallas Cowboy, but if you're a Colin Cowboy, put a star on your helmet today with Troy.
Troy.